play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Free Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Basketball from Rock Island. We've just begun our national anthem.
Set for Silver Streaks girls basketball, and all that's left is the starting lineups. For the introduction of those lineups, we go to public address announcer Mark Kruger. He'll let us know who the starters are tonight. Eric, I'm guessing no big surprise for the Silver Streaks, but again, the way our girls play with everybody in the ball game being a starter isn't maybe quite as big a deal as it is sometimes when teams never substitute.
Yeah, that's 100% true, and you see that also with the Rocks, now that they're playing the same system as the Streaks, with these two teams, you're going to see a lot of substitutions.
And now for tonight's starting lineups. First, the visitors from Galesburg. At guard, number 5'4", senior Rainey Sibley. At guard, number 20, 5'8", sophomore Casey Williams. At guard, number 24, 5'7", senior Chloe Anderson. At guard number 30, 5'3", senior Jessica Lieber. And at guard number 32, 5'5", senior Sharon Diggins. The Silver Streaks are coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison. Starting lineups for the Lady Rocks of Rock Island. At guard number 5, 5'5", senior Shivana Brewer. At guard number 22, 5'7", junior Carly Hoover. At guard number 33, 5'7", senior Kyrie Allen. At forward number 11, 5'7", senior Harmony Trice. And at forward number 23, 5'11", junior Shemiah Clark. The Lady Rocks are coached by Mr. Thad Hoover, assisted by Henry Hall and Janice Watts.
There you have the starting lineups. All that is set now is just to get this started with the jump ball. The Silver Streaks in their road black with the white numbers. Very easy to read with some silver trim on there. Very sharp-looking road uniforms. Lady Rocks in their white trimmed in red and gold. With some pretty cool-looking yellow-red Nike sneakers out there, too.
Yeah, this is going to be a big game for the Streaks, because this is a winnable game for the Streaks, but they're going to have to play better than we've seen them recently.
All right, here's Eric Gibson with tonight's play-by-play.
Tip up and battle for the ball right in the center circle between Casey Williams and the Rocks. And finally, we're going to get another jump ball. And the question is, who is going to... They're going to re-jump it.
Got a jump ball off the jump ball.
This is interesting. I've never seen this. This...
I mean, the ball, the
Jessica Lieber
just went to the floor.
Yeah, Jessica Lieber going into the center circle against Shemiah Clark. And I cannot believe Coach Massey's too happy about this because there had to have been a possession to begin with. And if they're calling a jump ball, I would have to imagine Shemiah Clark was the one. And if you're saying you have to re-jump, then Casey Williams should be allowed to re-jump this. I don't know. You know, this isn't the NBA.
Well, if this is any indication, we're going to have a long night. We're having a conference over the jump ball now. Three officials talking about what to do about this. Apparently, they haven't encountered this either.
Yeah, Jim, we're 8 seconds into this. I mean, don't get ahead of yourself.
Well, so, of course, it was funny. Evan Massey told us on the post game. He said, well, we want to cut down our fouls and turnovers and maybe get everybody home at a decent time tonight. But
well,
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
And they're going to jump. They're going to make Jessica jump against Shemiah Clark. This, I've never seen this ever. This, I cannot believe they're requiring Jessica to jump.
Well, I'm thinking Rock Island's got a pretty good chance of winning this jump if they throw the ball straight up.
Shemiah Clark listed at 5'11". Jess is, I think she comes in about 5'6".
I'm not sure Shemiah would even have to jump. She's got the long reach.
5'3".
Now
we're talking about something. The official is sending one of the other officials over to talk to Coach Hoover now. Is Coach Massey still having his discussion with the official on that far side of the floor, and it looks like they're going to agree to disagree at this point. I don't understand this call at all.
It's one of those things that in the big scheme of things, it probably isn't going to matter a hill of beans. But
you want to start out on your way, and now they're discussing it again.
Get out the rule book.
I've never seen this before. Yeah, you know, to me, the easy solution is you just put Casey back in there and let her jump against Shemiah. I don't understand why they're sticking to the fact that Jessica's got to jump this.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them have to re-jump.
Right, so have I.
For various reasons. But to have two players go to the floor right in the middle of the floor holding the ball and re-jump it that way is very unusual.
I thought that Shemiah Clark, you know, although for a brief second, had the possession. And now they're going to give the ball to the Silver Streaks, and they're going to say that Rocky was the one that won the possession there. So the Streaks will start with the basketball right in front of the scorer's table, inbounding at half court. And Siobhan Brewer has already tipped her hand. She's going to be shadowing Jessica all over the floor. The two leading scorers in the Western Big Six, Jessica comes in at 21.3 to lead the conference, and Siobhan comes in at 13.9. Ball inbounded by the Silver Streaks right in front of us. Chloe drives in, kicks it back out to Siobhan. She'll take a baseline near side, kicks it up top to key. Casey for three off the back iron, and this one comes down. Rebound to Carice Allen. Allen working in the backcourt is seeing some pressure from Sharon. Sharon really all over, but Kyrie's able to get it up the floor. Thing the Streaks have to be ready for is that they're not afraid to shoot the three. Carly Hoover puts up the first three of the game for them. Rebound to Siobhan Brewer, and she's going to score the first points of the game. Streaks trail 2-0.
And that's what we've got to limit, those second chance opportunities for the Lady Rocks inside. Try and hold them to one and done as much as possible.
Now we're going to get a foul as Chloe had the basketball. I think the foul should go against Kyrese Allen. She picked up the first rebound of the play, and she will get called for her first foul of the game.
It's a very noisy gymnasium here at Rock Island. We are blessed to not have the band here. Not that you don't like music, but they really get loud from what I'm told. They play above us on the balcony.
Yes, and with how small this gym is, it resonates.
Yeah, this place is the old Rock Island High School gym that they've now had for girls for years.
That ball inbounded right in front of us and stolen away by Mariah Ramsey, and quickly a turnover in the 2 points right there for Brewer. So it's 4-0, Streaks trail. Jessica has the basketball. She's double teamed out at half court. Now we're going to get a bump. This one is going to go against Morgan Twing as she was trying to cut off the driving lane for Jessica. Streaks will again inbounce right in front of us, and again it'll be Elsa Mangieri. She's out there with Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Danny Teal. Danny Teal with the basketball, dribbles in with the right hand, puts it up, no good, and ball down to who else? Siobhan Brewer, who's making a lot of noise here in the early going. Brewer, who has good handles with the basketball, pushes this one inside. They're going to go inside to Mercedes Jackson, and she's going to get two. She's up there in the conference scoring two at 11.3 a game in conference play. And now the Streaks with another turnover. quickly find themselves in a big hole, 6-0, two turnovers, 6:36 left to go here in the first quarter.
Now, we've got to find a way to stop that Emlet pass like Mercedes Jackson got that. Once she gets the ball there, it's over. Unless she does us a favor and misses the layup, we have no answer for a player when they get it in the post right there.
She has 19 points in the first meeting of these two teams. As with pressure in the backcourt, the Rocks get it in. Kyrie Allen's going to she's going to get a foul called on. I believe it's going to go against Haley Kelso. It looked like Allen had picked up the basketball. No, it's going against Chloe. I didn't think Chloe was there.
Yeah, I was kind of like you. I thought if somebody was going to get a foul, Haley was probably the one, but it was a touch foul either way.
Ball's 2-4 instead of 3-4. Now the ball on top for the Rocks. It was just Maya Quinn. She's going to give it up now. On the far side, Harmony Trice. Now with the basketball, Shamaya Clark. She dribbles. Looks like they're not looking to go inside right now as the big girl's out. And the first shot up and no good for Jasmiah Quinn. Her first shot in. She missed everything. Streaks will get the basketball on the out of bounds. Now the Rocks pick up three quarters court, but the Streaks break it easily. Ball up the floor. You can hear the student section for Rocky picking up their noise level up top. Streaks push the ball. Ball bobbled around right there by three straight girls. Finally, Haley Kelso able to control for the Streaks, and then she just throws it out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to say it was tipped, and the Streaks are going to retain. I don't think the Streaks know it. And now Coach Massey begging for a timeout. Still no call. They haven't granted him the timeout. Oh, now they're going to grant the timeout. 30-second timeout by Coach Massey. The Streaks have come out just a little bit cold so far in the early going and a little sloppy.
Well, and the Rock Island pressure is tremendous out here on our ball handlers. They're going ahead and running three defenders out high on the chance that we're not going to be able to get it down low. And we've shown a tendency to not be able to execute that when we're pressured real strongly. Our guards have got a big job ahead of them tonight. And on our end, I don't think we've seen the defensive intensity. A couple of times they've picked the ball up out high in the top of the key. And our defenders up high just kind of stand there and look at them. They don't get out there and get all over them, which is exactly what Rock Island is doing to us. We have got to pick up our intensity on the defensive end big time.
Well, that was really the difference maker in the first game was the defensive pressure. Three up for Rainey, just short off the front of the rim. Haley Kelso down with the O board. Now Casey Williams has the ball. She's tied up for a second, but able to get through. And now we're going to get a foul on Chloe. She was setting the screen. They're going to say that she didn't have position and threw the hip into her.
Three Gelsberg turnovers early in this one. We played less than 3 minutes. 5:40 to go first quarter. 6-0 Rocks.
Rocks on top of the conference at 7-0. UT and Streaks at 5-2. Moline at 2-5. Quincy and Allman at 1-6. Other games today in the Western Big Six. Allman's playing right now at UT and Moline's is down at Quincy. Ball inbounded, and here we go back the other way. It's Jacqueline Swing with the basketball. And Sharon comes up with her first steal of the ball game. Streaks reverse the ball around. Now Elsa Manjuri. This is the group that seemed to handle the ball a little bit better, although Sammy Thompson in there as well. Elson, three up, no good. Rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay. Good board on the inside. She's going to kick it back out to Allison. Allison thought about a long three, thinks the better of it. That was going to be about a 24-footer. Sammy Thompson on the dribble, penetrates. Nice pass into Sabrina Clay, scored in the foul.
A lot of ways, Sabrina. And, you know, I was observing when she got that rebound and kicked it out. When she gets a little bit older, she'll just put that ball back up. She'll have the confidence and a little more strength. That's a putback. But in this case, she kicked it out. The ball came back around to her, and she still got it.
You know, her game at times resembles Sadie, and Sadie Hamilton's game had to evolve in that way, too. As she hits the free throw, Sabrina Clay, a 59% free throw shooter, hits that one, and it's 6-3, Streaks trail by three. And now we got a 5-second call, turnover, first of the game for the Rocks.
Well, obviously, the defensive pressure plenty strong there. And as we always say, it's so much better for the Silver Streaks when they can get the ball through the basket and get that defense set up against the inbounds.
Streaks box set this one, but throw it up top to the safety valve, which is Elsa Manjuri. This gets it to Jessica. Jessica top the key with Siobhan Brewer on her. Going to be a tough matchup for Jessica all game long. She kicks it over to Sammy right in the middle of the floor. Now picking up between the circles is Elsa Manjuri. Back to Sammy. Streaks just kind of lost in their offense right now, and finally we get a turnover by the Streaks as Sammy Thompson pull their pivot foot.
And again, our guards just going to have a very difficult time getting us into our offense against this Rock Island pressure.
Well,
guards,
you know,
going to have to be very aggressive.
One of the things you talked about with Coach Massey that was good from last weekend was that they determined Haley Kelso could handle the basketball a little bit, and I think that's going to have to be a key here because they're obviously going to, as Haley with the steal on cue, they're going to have problems with Siobhan Brewer and Lever. And that shot up and missed by Teal. Two players go to the floor. What do we have? We got a travel call as they're going to say that Shamiah Clark had gotten possession of the rebound. So the Streaks will get to inbound it on the – oh, wait. They're going to say that it was a travel call against the Streaks.
Yeah, I think – well, Danny missed the shot, and then somebody came in behind her, got the rebound, and traveled. So that's five Gelsberg turnovers.
I thought they said that Clark had the travel. Okay, well, here we go the other way. Jasmiah Quinn on the dribble. She's going to go all the way down the lane. Nobody cuts her off, misses the jumper, and that's what the Streaks want right there. They want Jasmiah Quinn to try to take over the basketball game as they get the ball on the out-of-bounds.
Well, at least Rock Island looking a little more mortal here. Their first couple, three trips down the court, I thought this is going to be a long night. They scored so easily, but now they've got three turnovers, a couple of missed shots, and they're looking a little more human at this point, too.
Similar to the issues that the Streaks tend to have, in that you take out your, at times, your hottest player, that's the same thing that Rocky is doing in this system as well, is out of the game is Siobhan Brewer. We've barely seen her in the game. She got four quick points and then has been in and out ever since. Jess on the dribble, gets it to Sharon. Sharon drives baseline, kicks it out to Rainey. Rainey bobbled it and finally has to recover for the Streaks. And now we're going to get a foul called on Olivia Brooks as she basically just ran through Jessica, who's trying to make the catch on the pass.
Yeah, a bounce pass from Sabrina Clay. Was hanging out there for a second, and I think the Rocky defender thought that she could maybe steal that and head the other way, but it just got to Jessica in time. She got knocked over with the foul.
Well, the thing Sharon has to remember is that there's not as much height to this Rocky team that some of the teams Streaks have seen in recent weeks. The highest they go is 5'11". I think she could have scored that ball on her penetration. Ball's inbounded to Chloe. She's got it in front of the Rocky bench. Trapped up, picks up her dribble. Now gets it to Sabrina Clay. And finally, the ball finds Jessica in between the circles. Triple team, and she's going to throw this away. As the good job right there by Jacqueline Twing picking that pass off. And then she's fouled, and the foul's going to go against Sharon, who is trying to recover the ball for the Streaks. And that's going to be the fourth team or third team foul on the Streaks. Streaks trail this one 6-3. We have 3:57 left to go here in the first quarter. Scoring's been cold for both teams after a kind of a quick start for Rocky. On the dribbles, Morgan Twing. She goes all the way down the dribble lane. Nobody cuts her off. And finally, getting her hands on the ball is Mercedes Jackson, but she can't pull it in, and it goes out of bounds off her. Streaks are going to get the basketball back.
Well, she hit the floor. I was about half expecting a foul call there, but apparently she went down on her own volition, and the Streaks get it back. And the fourth Rock Island, well, I guess just a missed shot and a team rebound.
And now we're going to get a bump on Kyrese Allen, who bumps Jessica. Kyrese tried to beat Jessica to the sideline, no avail, and that's two now on Kyrese Allen and five on the Rocks. 3:44 left to go. Streaks still trailing 6-3, and 10 players waiting to check in on the right in front of the scorer's table, so we had no one on the floor there for a moment.
I don't know if it should be legal to have two basketball teams that play the system go against each other.
And now the Streaks at the basketball, and we're going to see Haley Kelso handling the ball for the Streaks. She pushes it up to Allison. Allison, dead sprint, is able to pick the ball up, gets inside to Danny. Good ball moving by the Streaks. Allison, baseline jumper. That one looked good, but no good. And the ball comes off a couple players' hands, and Siobhan Brewer picks it up. And I don't know what the call is going to be here. It must be going against the – yep, it's going to go against the Rocks. As Danny Teal was on the ground. I don't know if she got thrown down there. But it's going to go in Shamiah Clark, her first, team sixth.
A lot of cat calls in here, mostly from some of the Rock Island student body up there to our left where the band usually is.
Haley Kelso has to save the ball by throwing it down court, but it's going to be over back on the Streaks as Haley hit the floor. And we have a real physical game going on right now. A lot of players hitting the floor, very few calls being made.
Yeah, we haven't had free throws yet, but they're coming, believe me.
Now Rocky inbounding the ball. It's going to go to Kyrese Allen. They're playing Siobhan Brewer off the ball a little bit. Siobhan's three up, and that one's off the rim, but Shamiah Clark down with the rebound. Now we're going to get a foul called on the Silver Streaks as Clark hit the floor after getting the rebound.
I don't know how that's not a foul on Clark. She hit clear over the back there.
It's going to go against Danny. That's her first, team fourth. And the Streaks have got to box out in there as Clark does a good job, and so does Mercedes Jackson, at getting inside to get rebounds. Clark getting post position on Casey Williams. They get it into her on the post. She goes, drop step in middle lane, misses the shot, ball out. And finally, Elsa Manjuri with the dribble picks it up. Streaks back the other way now. reverse around to Ellison. Open three up, and that one's just a little flat, and it's going to go over the backboard and back to the Rocks. Streak's only one bucket so far, and it was a two by Sabrina Clay, who was also fouled and got the and one. 3:01 left to go, 6-3, Rockies.
Look at it either way. We're lucky we're not getting blown out, but on the other hand, we've had opportunities to do some damage here in this quarter.
Ball down on the floor. Nobody's picked it up yet, and finally it's Rainey Sibley coming up with the steal for the Silver Streaks. Rainey's got the ball. Now it's kicked inside. Chloe goes back out to Rainey for two, long two, and rebound comes down to Siobhan Brewer, and she's tough to catch in the open court, and she's going to go coast to coast and finish this one off. So it's 8-3 now. Streaks trail by five. First bucket we've had in a couple minutes. And now another turnover by the Silver Streaks, who tried to go down the floor to Chloe, but to no avail.
Seven first quarter turnovers for Galesburg, four for Rocky, 11 all told. Still 2.5 to go first quarter. Galesburg down five.
On the dribble is Mariah Ramsey. She's going to try to bring it up for Rocky. She will. Going left, right, left. And then she gets it up the floor. Three for Jacqueline Twing. No good. Rebound inside to I can't see who. She missed the shot. Gets the rebound again. And I'm blocked out by the official right in front of me. Mercedes Jackson had a couple shots at it. Streaks finally down with the rebound. And now we're going to get another turnover by the Silver Streaks as they tried to pass it across the floor towards Rocky's bench, and it goes out of bounds.
You know, from the broadcasting standpoint, this system is interesting, too. We're used to it with Galesburg, and, of course, we're familiar with all their players. When you play another team with the system, it used to be when you'd prepare for play-by-play, you'd learn the top five, six guys on the other team, you'd be good to go. Well, with this, you've got to learn everybody on the other roster, too. It makes it quite a challenge.
And also when we're on the floor and the official standing right in the middle of the floor, inbounding the basketball for the Rocks was Clark. Now back the other way. Here comes Jemiah Quinn. She loses the basketball, picked up by Casey Williams for the steal. Another turnover for the Rocks. Ellison had thought about a three, but now she's going to think better of it. Rotate around. Back to Ellison. Another three up, and that one looked good, but comes off the back iron. Rebounded by Haley Kelson for the second time in this game. Ellison's had a couple good looks at it, just have not been able to get one to fall. Streaks reverse the basketball around and trying to go inside to Danny Teal, no good. That ball got knocked away, but the Streaks recover as Ellison gets another three. This one up, and that one's good. Count it. First of the game for the Streaks, and they now trail this one 8-6. 1:20 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Jackson with the basketball. Quinn with the basketball. Now kicked over. Going inside, they're going to try to get to Kyrese Allen. She loses the ball on the floor. Danny Teal comes up with it. Ball loose again. Haley Kelso slides the floor to get it, and we're going to get by Coach Massey. Great call by Coach Massey. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, and a great job by the Silver Streaks to get the possession back.
Well, yeah, and Haley dove on that ball, and I thought maybe they were going to call her for traveling.
I thought
she
was so too.
Sliding along the floor. And I think some of the Rock Island faithful thought that should have been the call.
Well, you know, I actually, after they didn't blow the whistle, before we knew it was a timeout, I thought when she came up from her knees, she kind of sat up on her knees, that's when they were going to call the travel, and that's not a travel. We saw it called a couple of games ago. I think it was in the Peoria-Notre Dame game.
Yeah, Coach Thad Hoover of Rock Island really getting his point across in that timeout. He's not been happy with the execution by his Rocks, who have turned it over six times in this quarter.
Meanwhile, Henry Hall was going through the same progressions with the official, explaining why they are not happy on their bench. Ball to be inbounded. It comes into Allison. Streaks have a chance to tie or take the lead. Allison trapped up at half court. Gets the ball knocked away from her, but Casey comes up with the basketball. That's stolen away by Mariah Ramsey. She's going to go to the left side of the floor. Left fan layup, and that one's good. And I guess it is not Mariah Ramsey, as they call her name Singleton. So 10-6 now. Streaks trail. Three up from Casey. That one's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Rocks.
Well, unfortunately, when we turn it over, it quickly becomes 2 points for Rock Island many times because we've been turning it over just across the half-court line. That time it was basically a three-on-one break. Couldn't get back in time. They're so fast heading the other way. They're getting easy baskets. When Rock Island turns it over, we love that, but we haven't really been able to get out in transition and capitalize on it.
Well, the player I thought was Mariah Ramsey is Charlisa Singleton, who was not numbered in the program, and this ball knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds. That should go to the Silver Streaks. It looked like it went off Jacqueline Twing, but they're going to give it back to Rocky. Streaks show a 2-3 set right now on the defensive end. The ball flipped and bounced in the middle of the lane to Mercedes Jackson. No, but she'll be fouled, and this foul is going to go against Sabrina Clay.
A lot of action for only a 10-6 score right now.
Actually, it's Charles Rica Singleton.
Silver Streaks just 2 of 10 so far from the field.
First free throw up and good for Jackson. Excuse me. She had 19 points and 7 rebounds the first time these two teams met. She has 3 so far in this one.
Our only points, a traditional 3-point play from Sabrina Clay, and then the 3-pointer from Allison Mangieri, who's got a lot of practice in that same spot.
Yeah.
They're leaving her open. She missed, I think, 3 or 4 in a row and then finally got that one down, and hopefully more to come.
Well, she splits the free throw. Sabrina Clay comes down with the rebound. Streaks trail 11-6. We're under 30 seconds left to go, and Sabrina Clay throws the ball out of bounds from half court.
10th Galesburg turnover.
You have them at 10, okay. I thought I had them at 11, but
well,
I'll stick with your numbers.
No, I'm going to go with you because it happened so fast. I thought I forgot one back there, but
okay.
I couldn't verify, so you just did it for me.
I sometimes wonder if I put too many, so that's why we'll go with yours. Oh, they're going to call a trip on Haley Kelso, and I don't know if I agree with that. It looked like Singleton just lost her footing. She tried to cross up Haley, and she gets called for her second foul, or first foul, excuse me, team 6.
Both teams in one more foul and going into the bonus. May happen before the end of the quarter with 19 seconds left.
Well, if Rocky plays the same way, any type like the Streaks do, they will not try to run the clock out. Ball inbounded, Morgan Twing, the sophomore with the basketball for the Rocks. She's got Sharon all over her. Finally gets it inside. It's going to go Shamaya Clark, who travels, no call. Rebound comes down to Singleton. She misses, and rebound finally to Jessica. She's going to push the tempo. 3-2. Danny shot up and no good. So after one quarter of play, it's Rocky 11, the Streak 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL reminding you, Saturday evening, February 2nd, is the Knox Galesburg Symphony's First Chairs Forward at Kresge Recital Hall on the Knox campus. The concert features Eric Ginsburg, Carolyn Suda, and Bruce Polley. Tickets are $12. For details, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Joan Nichols of Galesburg. She was spotted wearing the WGIL blue button and won $25. Congratulations, Joan, from WGIL.
Ball inbounded for the Rocks. We're up at Rock Island High School. Streaks trailing 11-6, second quarter underway. Ball comes to Kyrie Allen, top the key. She's going to go down on the baseline to Morgan Swing. 3 up, and that's long. And rebound comes down to Casey Williams. A good job by Casey to tiptoe the baseline, and now she's going to be fouled, and this foul, I believe, is going to go against Mercedes Jackson. If it is, that's going to be a good sign for the Streaks, is if they can get her in foul trouble, that takes some of the height out of the inside. It is, and that's her first, and that'll send Casey Williams, a 55.6% free throw shooter, to the line.
Morgan Twing of Rock Island must have had too much energy drink before the game. She shot from each corner, and both times has been way over the rim.
Casey misses the first free throw. And of the 1-1, rebound down to Kyrie Allen. She's going to bring it up the floor for the Rocks. She's going to go all the way coast to coast. Loses off her knee out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to the Rocks. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either. Ball. Yeah, now the other official's going to overrule that.
Well, good, because that's the proper call. So the Streaks are going to get the ball back on the turnover by Kyrie Allen, who kind of is an out-of-control locomotive when she gets into the lane.
Only 6 points in the first quarter for Galesburg. That's not going to get it done against Rock Island. We've had 11 turnovers and 6 points. That's an ugly stat.
Well, making another turnover is right there. The ball gets ripped away from Rainey, but Rainey able to tie up Shiteria McDuffie, and the Streaks will get the basketball back on the alternating turnovers. based on the alternating possession. Now Casey Williams has the inbounds pass. After one quarter to play at UT, UT all over Almond 16-7. Ball now tipped away from Chloe at half court, and she's going to turn it over all the way down the floor. Shaiteria McDuffie, she scores it and is fouled. And Streaks cannot afford to be giving up points like that, as Chloe just had that ball ripped away from her. That's her third, team seventh.
Yeah, that's Galesburg's points come so hard, and Rock Island's come so easy. And that's kind of the flip-flop of the way it's been for Galesburg for years. We've generated a lot of easy points off of our system, and now we've got a full timeout.
Well, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
With many new upgrades, this single-family two-story home on North Broad is ready to move in. Wood-burning fireplace, backyard oasis, huge bedrooms. 1105 North Broad in Galesburg is a must-see house that's for sale by owner. Visit galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
The homestand continues for the Galesburg boys basketball team tomorrow night as the Silver Streaks host Moline in a Western Big Six showdown. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 7:10 tomorrow here on WGIL.
Coming to you live from Rock Island High School. Streaks trailing this one 13-6, 7:17 left to go in the first half. Another score of note down at Quincy. Moline up is trailing 13-9 after one quarter of play. So for once, we're actually kind of keeping pace with the other games at the conference. As the three-point play is completed by Shaiteria McDuffie, who hits the free throw. Streaks now trail 14-6. Have yet to score here in the second quarter.
Of course, that other game is at Quincy, and everything starts late down there. So
ball has to be inbounded to Sabrina Clay over her head. Finally, Lexi Daniels down with the... We're able to track it down, and she's going to be fouled by Mystique Thompson, her first foul, and that's a hard luck foul right there, because both players running all out to try to get to that basketball, and Lexi was just able to get to it first, and Mystique just bumped her just enough to hit her to the floor. So Lexi, who's 7-9 on the season from the stripe, goes to the free throw line for the first time in a few games. Hits on the first one, make her an 80% shooter now on the season.
Well, I think this could work into our benefit to get into the bonus, because we're sure not getting anything from the field. So maybe we can have a big night at the free throw line and get this thing closer.
Lexi hits them both. Streaks trail 14-8 now. That ball all the way down the other way. Siobhan Brewer is able to make it happen and make it 16-8.
But Siobhan just went right through us, didn't she? Wow.
Streaks with the basketball, turn it over underneath, and Olivia Brooks is going to come up with it for the Rocks.
Yeah, Jessica actually got a shot up there. It went off the bottom of the rim as she was falling down. They gave her a shot attempt, but rebound for the Rocks, and looks like we knocked somebody to the floor. They're going to shoot free.
Well, Jessica, not a good sign. She's made fouls now as shot attempts, just one of each. Jess was not able to get a shot off in that first quarter.
Well, and the other teams, increasingly I've seen just in the last few weeks, they jump out on Jessica and just, when she has the ball out high, and just will not let her turn that right corner. They just force her farther and farther from the basket. Makes it so tough for her to be able to penetrate or to get into the offense.
Just Maya Quinn goes to the stripe. First shot up. Whoa.
Wow.
Barely hit rim there, and this one's kicked out, and Rainey Sibley comes up with the rebound, and they call her for a travel.
It's one of the weirdest free throws. I mean, she shot this thing. Oh, that had to be
at least 14 feet in the air.
Yeah, maybe more. That was so much arch, and it just barely grazed the front of the rim. It was a weird carom, and ends up in another Galesburg turnover.
Kyrie Allen on the dribble for the Rocks. Looking inside to Clark, but it wasn't there, so she's going to reverse this basketball to Carly Hoover, coach's daughter, with the ball now up near the free throw line. The ball gets knocked away, and the Streaks... Sammy Thompson is the last one to touch it before it goes out of bounds. And I don't know, Sharon was getting ready to run down the floor for a potential layup, but she kind of just took off there.
What if now, the officials had any idea what they were getting into tonight?
Carice gets it to Siobhan, three up, and that one's off the mark. Shamiah Clark pushes her way to another rebound, but coming down with it finally is McDuffie. McDuffie gets a, misses the shot, gets another rebound, puts another shot up, and this time it's Clark, and she's going to step on the end line.
Eight turnovers on the Rocks. Rock Island is 6 of 21 from the field. Gelsberg 2 of 13 from the field in this one, so a lot of action, but again, not many balls going in the basket, especially for the Silver Streaks, who are down 8.
And now the Rocks are going to come with a new 4. They're going to leave Siobhan Brewer on the floor. Streaks out there with Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Elsa Mangieri. Ball comes inbound to Elsa Mangieri. She's got it about 84 feet from the basket. Now Jessica is going to call the play, and she's going to try to take the ball against Olivia Brooks with Ramsey, or excuse me, Jasmiah Quinn going in strong behind her. Just misses the short jumper, but down with the rebound is Casey Williams. Streaks have the basketball, waiting to set up their offense. Elsa Mangieri with it on the left-hand dribble, gets it knocked away from her. Quinn comes up with the basketball. Rocky back the other way. Siobhan, pull up three. That one's off the mark as well. I don't know if that's what Coach Hoover wants, but the rebound came down to Cynthia Myers, who missed the shot as well. And finally, Sabrina Clay came up with it for the Streaks. Back the other way, it's Allison. She goes all the way in. She gets the ball taken from her hands. And now back the other way is Quinn again. She goes all the way down, gets it knocked out, and now Sharon comes up with a steal. Her second of the game. Just all the way down, puts it up. No, but she was fouled as she was bumped. Did you get all that?
Felt like I was watching a tennis match, back and forth, and back and forth, and finally you knew there was going to be a foul eventually, and Jessica will earn her trip to the free throw line, trying to get Gelsberg into double figures. It's 16-8.
So Jess, who struggled recently at the stripe, but comes in as a 70% free throw shooter, has a chance at the one in bonus here. Second foul of the game on Olivia Brooks, who picked it up. First shot up and good. Jess breaks her goose egg.
This is the third straight game where we've just been fighting uphill. We got way behind against Uhi, got behind against Morton, got within a point at the half, but then trailed the rest of the second half. And now here we've been behind from the get-go. And that kind of wears on a team, Eric. It's
yeah.
Just constantly looking up there and just underneath the gun.
Jess hits the pair, 16-10. Well, you know, the other thing I was kind of wondering is if Coach Massey would try this same kind of defensive setup he used against Morton and challenge these Rock shooters to hit the three. They do shoot a lot of threes, but from what we've seen, not very proficient. Kyrie Allen on the dribble.
Other than Siobhan Brewer, their ball handling really isn't a whole lot better than ours.
No. Good play by Rainey. She strips the ball away from Mercedes Jackson, goes to the floor. And they're going to say a jump ball.
Huh.
As Coach Massey won a foul as Rainey got knocked to the floor right there.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I don't see Rock Island going a long way in the postseason just because I'm just not impressed with their ball handling skills.
They've rolled through some good teams, though, which is surprising. The Streaks with a steal there. Danny Teal comes down with it. That's the tough thing is this pressure. They're going to win a lot of ugly games like the Streaks tend to do.
Yeah, because we watched that Champaign Centennial team. They look so together.
Yeah,
so organized.
I think Rocky actually beat Centennial.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Danny Teal shot up and misses. Rebound comes down to Tyrese Allen, who gets it right up and gets it right back.
I suppose you pick the tempo up on a game, it changes everything.
Especially if you have the athleticism the Rocks do, and that's going to be a basket for Mercedes Jackson. She's got 5 points down. The Streaks trail this one 18-10, 4:25 left to go. And Haley Kelso's fouled going down the floor.
Actually, they called for traveling.
Wow. I thought for sure that was going to be a foul.
Tyrese Allen came over and got in her way, and that would have been a blocking foul, but just before the collision there, it had disrupted Kelso. She looked up, and all of a sudden there's Kyrie, and she shuffled her feet. Official on the backside called it. Probably was right. Silver Streaks now have 16 turnovers.
And now Coach Massey's going to knock back into this 2-3 we saw him use against Morton. And not something the Streaks are used to. Shamiah Clark goes down the lane, loses the handle on the ball. Kyrie Allen picks up the lucky bounce and puts it in. Her first two of the game. The Streaks trail by 10, 20-10.
Called that right, Eric. That should have been a turnover. They got lucky.
Three up for Kelso, misses, but Sharon comes out with the rebound for the Streaks. Three up for Casey Williams. That doesn't draw iron either, and Kelso tried to get the rebound, and she was able to tip it off of Harmony Trice, so the Streaks will retain possession.
Only thing good about that trip was that great play there by Kelso to save it. Two straight air balls from the Streaks, who are now 2 of 17 from the field in the first half.
And now Kelso, another three. This one looks better, and it goes in.
Well, she deserved that one for the big save. Got the points, too.
Streaks trail 20-13. Brewer on their dribble. Streaks now push their defense out like we normally see them. Three up from Carly Hoover, misses the iron, and finally Brewer got the, what's it called? Brewer caught the ball as Sharon tried to flip it back. It went off Brewer and out of bounds. She was standing on the sideline. Finally, the Streaks are going to get the ball back. But no call from the official that was just on top of the play.
Good thing he got some help because he was clueless.
No, he didn't make any call. And it was the official who was on the other side of the baseline that made the call.
And that's the fellow that he's been the one in charge, clearly.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because, yeah, the other fellow just had no idea, and he just looked at it and waited for some help and got it.
Oh, Kyrie Allen gets away with a push on Casey. Now Sabrina Clay with the basketball, kicks it out, and Kyrie Allen's going to tip this one away. Coach Hoover wanted it out in the Silver Streaks as Casey kind of got her hands in there too.
So if we hit a three here, we'd be within 4 points, as miserable as this half has been in some respects.
Sharon gets the ball in a back cut, gets it to Sabrina Clay. Nice pass, nice finish.
I'll take the two. 20-15.
And 5 points for Sabrina Clay. Kyrie Allen, left-hand dribble, kicks it out to Hoover. She thought about three, but gives it up to Harmony Trice. Her three up and good. Her first basket of the game, and it makes it 23-15. Now Sharon, all the way down the other way, misses the layup. Sabrina Clay having a game. Offensive rebound and putback. She's got seven now.
Good job by Sabrina to bail us out. That's the second wide-open layup we've missed going in from the right side. Early from Danny Teal, couldn't get it down. That one, Diggins couldn't get it in, but Sabrina was on the other side to clean it up.
Ball inside Kyrie Allen. Jumper no good. She goes over the back of Sabrina Clay. Now it's going to go out of bounds, so they're going to give it back to Rocky. I thought that one went off of Kyrie's because she looked like she had all ball when she jumped up and tried to grab it over the back of Sabrina.
It's been entertaining here the last few minutes. The team's really starting to get up and down the court. Not as quite as many turnovers and a few more points.
Ball flipped in DeMille Lane and Mercedes Jackson. Shot up, no good. She took some contact, and now the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Casey Williams. So this ball will stay at the Rock's end of the floor.
Yeah, 9 offensive rebounds for Rock Island, getting those second chance opportunities. The coach, Evan Massey, said he didn't want to see his team give up tonight.
Again, going to the middle lane, this time to Brewer. Her shot off the mark as well. She gets her own rebound. Another jumper up, uncontested, and she hits that one. So Streaks trail by 8, 25-17. As they try to whittle it away, they keep getting it pushed right back up. Casey Williams with the basketball, gets it to Sabrina Clay. She's out by half court. Kicks it over to Jessica Lieber. It's a lazy pass, but it finds his mark. Just nice spin move. Goes in the lane, kicks it out to Sharon. Three up, and count it.
Anyway, Sharon, big shot. Streaks has suddenly hit 4 of their last 5 from the field after that 2-for-17 stretch.
25-20, Streaks trail by 5. We're under 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Siobhan Brewer is going to drive down. Nobody picks her up. Free throw, jumper, no good. And Sabrina Clay down with her 5th rebound. And now we're going to get a jump ball, and the Streaks will retain possession. So we've talked before on the broadcast, Tom and I did, about the fact that when Sabrina gets the rebound, she's got to get it underneath her chin with her elbows out, because she just kind of holds it out there.
Too nice.
Yep, and it gives too much of an opportunity there.
Yeah. Well, again, I think as she gets a little bit older and gets more confidence in what she's doing and more strength, that will come into play.
Rocky with a three-quarter court press. They're going to back up and just let the Streaks bring the ball up the floor. Danny Teal with the basketball, gets it to Casey Williams. She's out in front of the scorer's table on the far side of the floor. Casey's going to dribble all the way in, kicks it out to Haley Kelso. Corner three, far side, rims out. Ball down to Harmony Trice. She gets the rebound, and now we're going back the other way. Gracie Allen with the left-hand dribble. I'm not sure that she goes right as well as she goes left. They might want to try to turn her around. Ball kicked out to Hoover, three up, and that one finds its mark.
Just about the time we start shooting better, so do the Rocks. And now we've got a foul back here. Going to go against Jasmaya Quinn as she knocked over Jessica Lieber. And Jessica will have 2 free throws coming. We're in the double bonus.
Jessie Quinn, first team.
She goes by Jazzy, I guess. Jasmaya is Jazzy.
For Jessica Lieber.
Shots back to the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the game. Again, a 70% shooter on the season from the stripe. And if she hits that one like she hits them all, nothing but net. So 28-21. Streaks trying to chip away before half. 1:15 left to go here in the opening half. Just hides the second one. This one up. And that one has a little bit of rim, but still same results. A good free throw. She's 4-for-4 from the line. 28-22. Streaks trail by 6. 1:12 left to go here in the first half. Quinn going full speed ahead all the way down the lane. Layup up and good. And that was the softest layup she's put up all game. 30-22. Streaks down by 8.
Somebody's got to get in front of her. She just went all the way right in under the basket.
Casey Williams looking for somebody to pass to. Finally gets it to Jess. Jess puts up a 3. She's fouled. Late call.
That's and Quinn's exactly what she wanted.
Quinn's going to get the foul. Yeah, she knew Quinn was right there. And she put it up and drew the foul. So that'll be the second on Quinn. Double bonus, but it doesn't matter because it's going to be 3 free throws for Jessica. Under a minute to play, 53.5. First free throw up, and that one finds nothing but nylon as well.
Smart play by the senior Lieber. As you said, Eric, she saw the situation and wasn't much of a chance to get that in, but I think she knew there was a real good chance she'd end up at the free throw line.
30-24. She must like shooting free throws here as she's only drawn iron once on 6 free throw attempts.
This old gymnasium is a good shooting background. It's nice and tight. Good dark brick wall behind the backboard there.
Third one. Oh, misses the third one, but Shrine comes out with the rebound. Ball knocked away. She goes to 4, recovers it, and gets it to Rainey. Here comes Jess all the way down the lane. Kicks out to Shrine. She thought about a 3, but gave it to Casey Williams. Rotate around. Rainey, open 3. This one's up and good! 4 in the game for the Streaks. Rainey's first one, and just like that, the Streaks are down by 3.
This is great to see the way we have found the range here from the middle second quarter on and made this a ball game. Just 3 points, 30-27 Rock Island.
And Rocky having a... Oh, Sharon's going to bail him out. McDuffie tried to get the ball to Siobhan Brewer, and the ball got passed to her, and Tron just got enough contact to elicit the foul, and this is going to send Brewer to the free throw line. Brewer's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah, because they may have had a little trouble with the time situation. They were still pinned back in the corner, bringing that up the court. So
last time these two teams met, Brewer was 10 for 10 from the stripe, 21 points in the game, including 17 after the half. She had 4 fouls in that game and was able to make it through the whole game.
She made that one look easy.
Good free throw shooter is Siobhan Brewer. She pushes it to, she splits them. And just like that, the Streaks are just within 4 because of the miss.
I guess if Jessica could miss one, so can Siobhan.
3 up from Haley Kelso. That one off the rim and out. But good job by Sabrina Clay. Comes down with the rebound, her 7th, and she's fouled on the shot. So she's going to go to the line for 2, and she... On the season, a 58.8% free throw shooter.
2 free throws for Sabrina Clay.
21 of 35 on the season. She puts it up, and that one's good. That foul went against Carice Allen. That's her 3rd. So that's a good time for the Streaks. That gets another ball handler out of there. Sabrina's 2nd one up. And that one bounces in. So the Streaks trail this one by just 2 now, 31-29. 15 seconds left to go here in the first half, 13-12. Working the basketball. Hoover, nice shake and bake. It's open for a 3 and drills it.
Oh, all of a sudden they can't miss.
6-5-4. Jessica bringing it up against defense 3. I don't think she knows how much time's left. Time runs out on the half. So, just like that, a big hit from Hoover puts the Rocky advantage at 34-29. We've had one half in the books. We've got one more to go, but before that, we've got the halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it.
But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime at Rock Island High School, just ahead of 8 o'clock. Thanks for joining us tonight for Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL. Jim Lee and Eric Gibson through what increasingly became a very entertaining first half of basketball. The first quarter was pretty tough to watch at times. Second quarter, both of these teams, even though they turned it over a bit, looked fairly crisp, especially on the offensive side, as both teams shot well down the stretch in that half. And, you know, when we saw a first quarter that was 11-6, we're thinking this is not what you expect when you have Rocky and Galesburg playing. Second quarter, both teams had 23 points, and that is a little bit more what we anticipated, more of a high-scoring game here again tonight. Unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, Rock Island got that last three-pointer there that we thought we might be able to catch up before the end of the half. We find ourselves down the same margin as we were at the end of the first quarter, a five-point spread with Rock Island on top. Take a look at the halftime scoreboard, first of all. Eric, I know you were keeping an eye on some of those games at Quincy and at United Township. Where do we stand there?
Well, at United Township, UT up 22-13 over Allman, led in scoring by Boner, has 6.3 rebounds, and Daggett leads the scoring for UT. Down at Quincy, it's Moline trailing Quincy 22-21, so kind of not necessarily out of the realm of what you would expect. You would expect UT to be the better ball club, especially at home against Allman. And Quincy and Moline have been playing very similar this season. And actually, Quincy almost knocked off Moline earlier this year when it was at Moline.
All right, so the halftime scoreboard brought to you compliments of Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Let's move on to the halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You've got Rock Island shooting 37% from the field. The Rocks are 13 out of 35, and they hit four of their final five shots in that second quarter to keep the lead. As for the Silver Streaks, 28% for the field, and we had to get hot just to get up to that mark. At one point, we were 2 of 17 before the Streaks hit 4 out of 5 and 5 out of 7 there just toward the end of the second quarter, 28%, 7 of 25 for that first half. Streaks also added a number of free throws to keep themselves close in this first half as well. Rebounding edge, I was a little surprised when I tallied it up, but I actually have the Silver Streaks with 21 team rebounds to 19 for Rock Island. That was not expected. Rock Island figured to be the stronger team on the boards, but as Eric has mentioned, they're it probably seems like the Silver Streaks are playing a small team out here after who we've run up against in Uhigh and Morton the last couple of games. There is no Sarah Livingston out there to have to deal with, so Silver Streaks doing a pretty good job on the glass right now. And the turnovers, that's been a problem. 16 for Galesburg and 10 for the Rock Island Rocks, although we did handle the ball a little better toward the end of the half there. So
That's where we look at the team stats. How about individually, Eric?
Well, when you look at the individual stats, it's pretty impressive in terms of what you're seeing, especially for the streaks. Right now, the streaks are led in points and rebounds by Sabrina Clay, 9 points, 7 rebounds. And I would say this first half of basketball is the best half we've seen, best game we've seen out of her since arguably the first game of the season when she had 15 points to lead the streaks.
Yeah, she was the crunch time player then.
She was, exactly. Jessica's 6 points, but ironically enough, none of them coming from three-point range. She hasn't even attempted a three-pointer. In fact, she's 0 of 2 from inside. She's 6 of 7 from the stripe. Streaks are also getting contributions from Sharon Diggins on a 3. Kaylee Kelso has a 3. Elsa Mangieri has a 3. And Rainey Sibley has a 3. And 2 points from Lexi Daniels, both from the free throw line. Streaks leading stealer, theft leader right now is Danny Teal with 2. And Rainey Sibley has 2. As well as Sharon Diggins. What I find impressive so far, Streaks 11 of 13 from the stripe, only 2 misses. One of those, Casey Williams, missing on the front end of a 1-1. On the other side of things, who else leading the Rocks in scoring but Siobhan Brewer? She has 11 points. She's averaging 13.9 on the conference season. So you knew coming in that she was going to be a ton. And she is actually shooting the ball a lot better from inside, 5 of 7 from inside the arc compared to 0 of 3 from distance. She also has 5 rebounds to go with her 11 points. Carly Hoover, after that last late 3 there in the second half, or in the first half, she has 6 points, both coming from 3-point land. Mercedes Jackson has 5 points. 3 points for Shaiterian McDuffie on a traditional 3-point play. Harmony Trice hit a 3, and 2 points apiece for Carice Allen, Charles Sheikah Singleton, and Jasmaya Jazzy Quinn.
Got a few names to challenge you there.
Exactly.
Tonight.
11 of 26 from inside the arc. They're 3 of 9 from distance, so they're doing a pretty good job of getting the ball up to the 3-point, or hitting from the 3-point arc, but they're only 3 of 7 from the stripe. So Streaks plus 8 from the stripe, and that's really what's kept the Streaks in the game because, you know, yeah, you can argue, well, they have 4 threes, but you don't really count on Allison Rainey both hitting threes in the same game because they've been so sporadic yet this season. But for the Streaks to win this and pull off the upset here at Rock Island, they're going to need that.
Teams are back out on the court for their halftime warm-ups. We'll take a short break and be back with the second half of action at halftime here. Rock Island leads the Silver Streaks girls 34-29. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL reminding you OSF presents the Women's Health and Fitness Fair on Friday, February 1st, National Wear Red Day. They're offering a variety of screenings and tests, some free, some for a fee, plus door prizes, giveaways, and refreshments, Friday morning from 7 until 10:30. Get more info at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, snow after midnight, accumulation around an inch, low down around 18 and not as cold. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow in the morning, sunny in the afternoon and not as cold with highs around 30. And tomorrow night, clear with lows dropping down around 10. Finally, Saturday, sunny with a high of 25. Saturday night, cloudy with a low of 21. Currently, it's 18 at WGIL.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You can win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Clock winding down 10 seconds before the teams break huddle and get ready for what should be an exciting second half of basketball. The pace really picked up at the end of the first half. The team's getting more comfortable shooting the ball. This Western Big Six matchup could be everything we'd hoped for. And what we really hope for is a Silver Streaks win. Hopefully we can bring you that down the stretch here. Eric Gibson, we turn it back over to you for the second half play-by-play.
Well, the big thing for the Streaks is going to be they're going to have to find some way to score against the defense of the Rocks. That seems to be what has really caught them off guard so far is their inability to get points in the basket. And starting the possession was Kyrese Allen with the basketball, but Sharon Diggins gets her first steal in the second half, third of the game. Here come the Silver Streaks. Casey Williams with the ball. They're going right to left. Ball rotated around by the Streaks. They're looking to go inside, but nothing there yet. And the defensive pressure coming all the way out to half court. Ball quickly reversed around to Rainey. She's on the near side wing, but she has no look. And the Streaks just have not seen an opening. And finally, Casey Williams dribbles all the way down. And I guess the ball went off the side of the backboard because I thought it went behind it. But they're saying they're letting play continue. So Kyrese Allen with the basketball.
She did all the hard work, and then when she saw Shamia Clark standing there, she kind of panicked, it looked like, and just threw the ball up and lost it.
Three up from Harmony Trice. This one off the back iron. Siobhan Brewer down with another rebound, her sixth. And now Clark's going to dribble all the way down the lane, puts up with the right hand, no good, and the ball comes down to Kyrese Allen. She puts it up, and she'll finish the play. And now she has 4 points in the game on her fourth rebound.
Silver Streaks not very aggressive in there on the glass. That ball should have been rebounded and headed the other way. We were too passive, and it ended up being a rocky basket.
Three up from Rainey, misses everything, and coming down with the rebound is Carly Hoover. And now ball gets knocked away by Rainey out of bounds, but it's going to go back to Rocky.
Rock Island wastes a little time in getting their line change in here. As we said at the outset, if you hadn't seen the Rocks in a while, they've adopted a variation of the Silver Streaks pattern and running that system. And so we constantly have, it's like a hockey game, it really is, just more players flying onto the court all the time.
Back with the basketball is Singleton. She gives it up to Hoover. Hoover gets it stolen from her by Sabrina Clay. So the Streaks get another turnover. Pushing the ball ahead is Jessica. She gets it down the floor to Sharon, who turns the ball over, and here comes on the floor run is Brewer. Brewer all the way into the lane. Sabrina Clay tried to take the charge, no call, and the ball gets over to Morgan Twing, who hits the basket, 38-29. Streaks down by nine now. Now Rainey mishandles the inbounds pass, but gets it back to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina trying to bring it up the floor. Somebody needs to come get the ball from her, and now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey. A good timeout because none of the guards came to try to get the ball from Sabrina. In fact, Jessica tried to set a screen.
Yeah, that was going to be a 10-second call within a few seconds, so Evan saved the turnover there. And I think as much as trying to save the turnover, it's just getting the girls settled down a little bit here. It's really too bad halftime came when it did, because I felt like the team was really starting to click and do some things good offensively, and now at the start of this half, it looks just like it did when we started the game with just a real problem on offense trying to get into the flow and get some shots.
Well, and you know, one of the things we've talked about now and again throughout the season is the Streaks go through these spats of not being able to handle the ball cleanly, whether it be an inbounds pass or just a pass across the floor. You see a lot of bobbled basketballs, and that really affects your offense because it gives the defense a chance to jump out on you. And it, as we saw right there, Rainey mishandled the inbounds pass, which means that the ball had to be reversed back to Sabrina. And Sabrina, not somebody you want handling the ball, bringing it up against pressure, and then nobody came to get the ball from her. So now the Streaks have got to understand that, you know, one of the guards has to come and help out, whether it be Jessica or Rainey or in this set, Elson. But the ball comes inbounds to Chloe, and they're just trying to keep the ball away. And now Sabrina Clay is going to try to bring the ball up, and she's going to get double-teamed out by the half-court line. She's somehow able to get the ball out to Rainey, and it gets tipped out of bounds. But another ugly play is Jacqueline Twink tips it out of bounds. But again,
the very thing you talked about, Eric, is exactly what happened. They gave it to Sabrina, and both Allison and Jessica left her, and then she was double-teamed in the corner.
Haley Kelso nearly a double dribble there, brought the ball to her hip. They're overplaying Jessica to make sure she doesn't get the ball. But Allison with the basketball now gets it back to Haley Kelso. Haley gets it back to Allison. Three up, and that one misses off the heel of the rim, and now we're going back the other way. Siobhan Brewer at full speed. Oh, they're going to get Jessica for a foul, but I thought Jessica did a good job. It looked like she got all ball, but they're going to say no, and they're going to send the Siobhan back to the free throw line where she split a pair earlier.
Well, no argument from Jess that time, so she must have felt like it was pretty justified. And, of course, I don't think she minded. She just didn't want Brewer to get the easy layup, although as good as she is at the free throw line, you may have just given her 2 points there.
Well, luckily it didn't fall in, too, and now the lead pushed back up to a 10-point lead, 39-29.
Well, just that quick.
Every time the Streaks seem to be making some hay in this one, they find themselves getting pushed right back out. And that one's in as good as well, and that's a new biggest lead of the game for the Rocks, 40-29. Now Jessica is going to inbound the ball. She asks if she can run the baseline. The official says that she is allowed to. Haley Kelso gets the inbounds, gets it to Allison Mangieri, she kicks up to Sabrina Clay. Shrieks, passing the ball up the floor, but Sabrina kind of stopped the pass of the basketball, moves the pivot, but no call, though. And Danny Teal with the basketball now. She gets it over to Allison in front of Streak's bench. Finally to Haley Kelso. The defense is just way stronger this half. And now Quinn runs over Jessica and takes the ball from her and goes all the way down the floor and scores it. No call. Coach Massey beside himself. And now the Streak's trail by 13. And now we're going to get a foul called on Quinn. And
it's probably a makeup call.
Yeah. because Hoover's upset because he feels there should have been an offensive foul. And that's the third now on Quinn.
And I think I actually saw a makeup call come out of his mouth that time, too. Because Evan, of course, was lobbing for it on the other end. So it's a wash, but Rock Island got the 2 points. So
here comes Danny on the dribble. She gets it up to Allison. Allison with the basketball. And they're just overplaying the passing lanes. And now steal by McDuffie. She goes down right hand, left side of the hoop, misses. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound for the Streaks.
Just a wide open layup. We caught a break there.
Well, she obviously has no left hand. Three up from Allison. Oh, that one just misses. And now we're going to get a foul. Who's this foul going to be on? Because I thought it was, we're going to call this foul on Danny Teal. Danny did a good job boxing out. And Clark jumped backwards to try to get the rebound, and they call the foul on Danny.
Boy, bottom line, though, is that Rock Island's defense is just smothering us right now, and we've got no reaction to it. Rock Island seems very energized. As you said, Eric, they're cutting off the passing lanes. We've got to have our guard step up and say, give me the ball. I'm going to settle this thing down because we don't have the ball in the right player's hands, and it's costing us dearly.
Well, and the other thing you need to work on is you need to do some back cuts and some V cuts. Because if they're going to jump the passing lanes like that, you're going to get wide open layups going towards the basket if you do it right. And now we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Hoover. He's not happy about his team's inability to get the ball inbounds, and this is going to be a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Back at Rock Island High School, we're in the girls' gym. It's going to be the inbounds for the Lady Rocks, who lead this one 42-29, 4:41 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball gets inbounded to Twing. She's going to kick it up to Trice. Trice trying to run the floor with Brewer. Brewer gets the ball, and she has just great body control. Gets that one up easily, 44-29. And the Streaks in a world of hurt now as they've been outscored 10-0 in this quarter. Ball reversed to Haley. She's going to go down to Casey Williams. Three up from Allison. Quick three, and she gets it. That's her second of the game, and the Streaks down by 12 now. Twing looking for someone to go with the basketball. Gets it to Kyrie Allen. Now Siobhan Brewer running the floor. Nobody in front of her. Gets the ball out near side baseline. Kicks it out to Allen. Goes far side all the way over to Angel Parker. And she's just going to chuck that out of bounds at the print reporters here to our right.
Third Rock Island turnover of the quarter. And hopefully this will be a little bit like the first half. But it looked like Rock Island might run away with this thing. They made some mistakes. And the Silver Streaks able to kind of get in the flow and get back into it. Well, it looked the same here when just before Allison's shot, as you said, getting outscored 10-0, that we might just get blown off the floor. But here's an opportunity to climb back in this thing down by 12.
A lot of ball handling for Sabrina Clay. She's the one that brings it up there. And, you know, that's not usually something the Streaks want. Rainey Sibley, three up, and she misses it. But she gets knocked to the ground after the shot. Are they going to call it as part of the shot, or are they going to say it came after? So that determines whether there's free throws. They're going to say it came after, and it's against Shamiah Clark on the box out, her second, and this is going to be a baseline inbounds for the Streaks. And that's what Coach Massey's trying to get clarification. And the official, which I think is rightly so, the official saying that Rainey had already come down. And you know, unfortunately, that's such a it's a call that doesn't get called consistently enough as one way or the other.
And the Silver Streaks had all lined up. Rainey was at the free throw line. Everybody was along the lane there like they were going to shoot free throws, but then the official said no, and I think you're probably right because that did come after the shot.
Streaks in the box set. Get it to Rainey up the top. She's the safety valve in that set. Ball finds its way to Jessica. Jessica, again, no threes yet in this game. She's leading the conference in threes, and she tries to throw the ball over to Chloe, but gets tipped out of bounds. Streaks will retain possession right in front of their bench on the far side of the floor.
Oh, we know Jessica will shoot it from a long way out, and she hasn't even had the opportunity to shoot from way behind the arc tonight. Rock Island has had two players on her the entire time.
Ball inbounded to Chloe, and she has it taken from her, but they're going to call the foul. This foul is going to go against Mercedes Jackson. That's her second, third on Rocky.
I mean, you'd think when you rotate in and out of the game as much as Lieber and the Streaks do that you can hide for a while maybe when you sneak back into the game, but that hasn't happened so far with Jessica tonight. No hiding out there.
Tough defense again from the Rocks as they had doubled up Jess. Chloe, aggressive move down the lane, misses the short jumper, and rebound comes to McDuffie, who starts throwing elbows on the inside. Back the other way, here comes Rocky, ball taken away by Rainey as she finds the ball rolling on the ground. She gets her third steal, and here come the Silver Streaks. Well, Carice Allen says no as she takes it right back from Jessica all the way down the other way. Carice Allen completes the left-hand layup, and she's got 6 points now. Streaks trail by 14, 46-32. Jess all the way in, puts it up, and does not go, but she is going to draw the foul, and this foul is going to go, I believe, against McDuffie. Yeah, it's going to go against Shaiterian McDuffie. Her first, team's fourth, and Jess heads back to the free throw line where she's 6 of 7 in this game.
Well, and given the way this is unfolding, this is what we need to get more team fouls against Rock Island like in the first half as Jessica hits the free throw. I don't think we can beat these girls trading basket for basket. They're just too good. They get too many easy shots. We've got to even things up by getting to the free throw line.
Well, as Jess hits them both, a nice shot by her. She's now 8 of 9 from the line in the game and has cut this game to 46-34, just a 12-point lead now for the Rocks. They're letting a lot of contact go up top, but they're not letting near as much contact go in the lane. Allen brings the ball up the floor. She passes it ahead to Cynthia Myers. Myers gets on the baseline, air balls a layup, and down with the rebound, Sabrina Clay for the ninth time in this game. Now Rainey was dribbling along the sideline. Ball gets knocked off of her out of bounds, and now the ball going back to the Rocks.
21st Galesburg turnover, 2:45 to play third quarter. Hard to come back when you're giving up possessions.
I don't think Rocky understood it was their basketball right there, as it took some convincing to get Mercedes Jackson to come inbound the basketball. Kyrese Allen on the dribble has Haley Kelso on her as she crosses the half court line. Kyrese goes far side and gets this one, drops it off to Twing. She goes inside to Cynthia Myers. She misses her shot, gets her own rebound, goes back up. No, but she's fouled. And if the Streaks would have boxed out right there, they could have ended that possession, but unfortunately they let Myers get a couple of looks up, and this one's going to go against Casey. Her first foul, Streaks third. McDuffie to the line, or excuse me, Myers to the line. First shot up, and that one's good.
You know, Rainey Sibley, when she's out there, her speed, she realizes that a number of these Rock Island players, when they come down the court, they have no clue who's around them or behind them. I mean, they're dribbling the ball high, and Rainey's just able to come up and steal it whenever they head the other way.
Well, especially Quinn and Singleton have tunnel vision coming up the floor.
Sure do.
This one up, Myers misses the second one, Streaks down with the rebound, it's Danny Teal with the board. And now we're going to get a foul called, and this one is going to go against Singleton. She commits the foul about 75 feet from the Streaks basket, her first of the game.
Yeah, and it really a silly, silly foul by Singleton there. Puts Galesburg closer to the bonus, clear in the backcourt.
Yep, 5 team fouls now for Rocky. Streaks inbound this one to Danny Teal. It looks like they're going to let the Streaks forwards and what you, I guess you would traditionally call post players, bring the ball up, but they're not going to let the Streaks guards get the basketball. Haley Kelso with the ball out from Casey Williams. She gets inside to Danny. Good shot up. No. She misses, and Clark down with the rebound. I think that's the best look that Danny's had all game. Now we're going to get a timeout call by Coach Hoover. He's going to call a 30-second timeout as he didn't feel his team was going to get the ball up the floor.
Well, and you know, you mentioned about them not letting our guards get it, but if you're a guard, that's not an option. You say, give me the ball, and you know, you take it. I mean, to some degree, yeah, if they pass the ball off, but on the inbounds, you're coming up the court, you've got to take charge and take charge of the basketball game when you're constantly seeing some of your other players that don't have the ball skills getting hounded and turning it over. You've got to find a way to step up and take the ball and go with it. But, you know, that's what you and Tom had talked about for the better part of this year. Outside of Jessica, there really isn't a whole lot of confident ball handling out there on the court, and it really gets exposed when you play a team like Rock Island.
Right. Final from UT, they take care of business against Allman. They win that one 39-20. They're hoping the Streaks can get an upset here to put them back in the conference race. Now a nice shot by Sharon, getting her hands in the passing lane, unable, though, to keep it in bounds, and Rocky will retain possession. Streaks have an uphill battle, 1:57 left to go here in the third quarter. They're down by 13. To inbound is Clark. She's looking, finally flips it up to Trice. And good job. Sharon gets her hands on again, but Brewer is able to recover. Now the Streaks want double team in the backcourt. Don't get it. And three up from Hoover. A high arcing three-pointer. She misses, but Sharon comes down with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Streaks push the ball off the floor. Kelso three up, and that one draws nothing but floor. She misses everything. But a bad play by Singleton. She picks the ball up and was standing on the end line. She could have just let that one go, and she would have, the Rocks would have gotten the basketball. Kelso, another three. This one up. This one hits the iron, misses. Danny Teal down with the rebound. She misses. Casey Williams down with the rebound, looks to kick it out. And now we're going to get a three-second call against the Silver Streaks.
Several good looks at the basket that time. Haley Kelso had a long time to measure it just off the mark. Danny Teal did all the hard work, got the rebound, but then threw it up too hard off the glass. It went over the other side of the rim. Another rebound, but then a turnover.
I think Coach Massey's arguing that that was a quick three-second call, and that when the ball went up, they should have gotten a little bit more time. Casey did kind of look lost in the lane, though. Carries down with the basketball in the backcourt. She dribbles with Haley all over, pushes off with the left hand, no call. And now the ball passed inside, stolen away by Chloe after Jessica got her hands on it. Back the other way, Haley's got another open look at three, and that one's good!
Yeah, she finally measured it.
That's the Shea Boo three-pointer for the Streaks, and the second of the game for Haley. 47-37. Streaks trail by 10, Kyrie Allen pushes ahead, this one inside to Mercedes Jackson. Turns to the middle of the floor, can't get the shot to go. Rebound comes down to Twing, but we're going to, oh, 3 second call against the Rocks.
Seven Rock Island turnovers in the third quarter. And again, every time they start to get a little comfortable with that lead, they make a few mistakes. The Silver Streaks hit a shot or two and get themselves back in it. It's 47-37, 51 seconds to go as the Streaks inbound.
You rarely see 3 second calls anymore. And we just saw almost back to back possessions. Jessica gets it up and nearly a 10-second call. Streaks finally get it. And just to have Casey get it stripped by Siobhan Brewer, and she takes it all the way for the easy layup. 49-37, Streaks trailed by 12. You got to know where Siobhan Brewer is. She's about the only one that can easily take the ball from you just while you're standing there. Chloe pushes the ball up to the Streaks now. Allison Manjeri three up, and that one finds the back of the rim. Allison goes after it, but it's saved in bouncing. Brewer comes down with it. She's going to go all the way. She puts it up. No, but she's fouled.
Well, it's a track meet when she gets it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the only two players that really have the speed to stay with her in the open court are Rainey and Sharon, and they're both out of the game. Well, yeah, they were, and Sharon's going to go back in now. First shot up, and that one's off the mark. Brewer just 3 of 5 in this game. Normally a pretty good free throw shooter, as I said. In the first matchup at Thiel, she was 10 for 10.
Well, she's got a quick release. She doesn't wait much time to shoot it, but it's all wrist. Just a flick of the wrist. She probably wonders why those NBA players have such a hard time shooting a free throw when she can make it most of the time look so easy.
Second one up, and that one misses.
Talked her up too much.
Yeah, two misses apparent. Casey Williams down with the rebound for the Streaks. Now Jessica on the dribble. She's looking for somebody to pass it to. Finally has to chuck it up floor. Sabrina Clay in the lane. Puts it up and good. Sabrina 11 points in the game. Leads the scoring for the Streaks. And after three quarters of the play, the Streaks trail this one 49-39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling. Even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle. XYZ.
XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Your stuff has taken over. Every nook and cranny filled with stuff. You need to purchase the spacious 5-bedroom, 2-bath ranch-style home in Monmouth. Get the details on this must-see property that's for sale by owner at galesburg.info, keyword FSBO.
This year, firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall will battle wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But firefighters can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile, or it can ignite and destroy your home and community.
Get fire adapted. Learn simple steps you can take now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back to Rock Island Gym in Rock Island, Illinois. Streaks trail 49-39. Underway here in the fourth quarter. Streaks with the basketball first. Jessica Lieber with the ball. She goes all the way in. Tries to go across the lane to Sabrina Clay, but it gets stolen away by Trice. Ball kicked up the floor, almost thrown away by the Rocks. Clark in the lane misses, or gets the roll. Friendly roll at the front of the rim, and she's got her first two of the game, and Streaks trail by 12.
Well, we were hoping for a big start here in the fourth quarter to narrow that gap. What we got was a quick basket by the Rocks, so we're down 12, and our back's to the wall. We've got to play a great fourth quarter to come out of here with a win.
Ball over to Allison. She thought about three, but saw Clark coming at her. Now she's got herself trapped up in front of the Streaks bench. She's able to dribble out momentarily, looking for somebody to get the basketball to. Get to Sabrina Clay, and then Sabrina Clay throws it away to Siobhan Brewer. Brewer, between the legs, dribble, looking to take it against Sharon, decides to give it up to Shamaya Clark. Clark, far side of the floor, goes in with the left-hand dribble, puts it up, no, but she's fouled. And this foul going to go against Sabrina Clay, and that'll be her second. 15 foul on the Streaks.
In a game like this, we really need our team leaders, and I know it's a lot of pressure on Jessica and Sharon to have big games, but neither has been able to do that here tonight. And it's just been really erratic offensively, as at least we get another missed free throw that time from Clark.
Well, the tough thing, especially for Jess, is, you know, you're asking her to be the ball handler and also be your leading scorer.
Yeah, no question.
It's tough to create your own shot when you're being keyed in. There's openings for other players as Clark splits them at the free throw line, but somebody else has to come up and make a play, and we haven't seen that yet. At times we've seen a couple of players chip in from here and there, but if the Streaks are going to do this, somebody other than Jessica is going to have to get hot, at the very least, to hopefully open Jessica up, because they're shattering her all over the floor. Now Casey Williams loses the ball on the floor, and it's going to go back to the Rocks.
Well, there you know Casey again, not probably the one you want bringing it up against pressure, and she looks over to her left to see where some help is, and just as she peeked this way, they strip the ball from her.
Oh, that's an over and back. Is yep. Twing, for some reason, decided to catch it in the front court and then couldn't keep her balance and stepped over. So the Streaks get a break right there, trailing by 13, 52-39, 6:53 left to go here in the game. Streaks need a big run to get back into this one and to try to deny the Rocks their conference title. And the ball stolen away from Haley Kelso. And then somehow Singleton steals the ball and then throws it up and gets it back. And then now Brewer with the ball down low scores the basket. So the Streaks down by 15 now. Sharon down the other way answers the calling. Sharon only 5 points in this game. Now we're going to get a foul called. I think this is going to go against Sharon. 54-41. Streaks down by 13. It will. That's second on Sharon. Sixth on the team. Oh, excuse me. Her third. I must have missed one. Rock's bringing in, they don't even seem to know how many new players. It looked like four or five. Streaks have six players on the floor. The Rocks have six players on the floor right now.
Maybe that's their secret.
Yeah, well, you know, the unfortunate thing is when this game was played at Thiel, the same thing happened to Streaks, and Streaks got a technical called against them.
I'm sure our ball handlers would make it. It feels like they got six players on them as quick as Rock Island's been.
Ball kicked out to Hoover. She had a look at three, decides to pass it up, gets it to Trice. Harmony Trice travels down the lane, no call, and Danny Teal gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. She took three or four steps there. Ball kicked over to Rainey. Streaks need a bucket. They keep looking. Sabrina Clay has the ball atop the key, brings it down by her waist. Again, a bad play by her. Now Danny Teal puts the shot up, and we got The official on the far side in front of the Streaks bench called the charge. The official on the play called the block, and they're going to give it the block against Jacqueline Young. That's her first.
One on the play usually can overrule, and so
unless you're in the super sectional at Pontiac, and then you get the block.
Against Hillcrest, yeah.
First shot up, and that one's missed by Danny, and she misses the first free throw. 55.6 left to go. Or 55.6% free throw, sure, excuse me, 6:04 left to go. So Danny struggled at the line on the season, puts the second one up, and she's going to split them. So Streaks trail now, 54-42. And now the ball's loose again, and Haley Kelso is going to pick up the steal. Her second of the game. And she almost turns it right back over as Kyrie Allen's got hands on that one, but it goes out of bounds.
27 Gelsberg turnovers in this one, 19 so far for the Lady Rocks. You know, it's interesting. Some of the basketball programs like that name Lady in front of their,
yep.
their and other ones take exception to that.
Yep.
You just kind of have to learn which program likes that moniker, I guess.
Three up from Rainey, and that one's good. Her second of the game. And Streaks need some more of that as they cut it to single digit, 54-49. Kyrese Allen trapped up at half court, finally gets the ball over to Twing. She goes out, gives this ball for a three from Angel Parker, missed. And Sabrina Clay comes down with the rebound and then thrown to the floor by Jackson. But no call. They just called the jump ball. 10 rebounds now on the game for the sophomore.
Arrow will take it Gelsberg's way. We're back within 9 with 5:31 to go. It's not impossible.
Nope, and Haley Kelso will bring it for the Streaks. They really could use a bucket here to cut it down even farther. Jessica on the dribble, gets it over to Haley. Three up, and she's going to call for the travel, and she hit it.
Of course.
Wow.
Just to tease us, you got to have that shot go in, don't you?
Wow.
Got it.
And I, you know, honestly, I couldn't see her feet because the defenders were right in our way. But that's a tough break for the Streaks right there. That would have cut it to 6.
Yeah, maybe we'll get another chance here.
Siobhan Brewer on the dribble. Sharon on her. This is the defensive matchup you want right here, is Sharon on Siobhan, because they're about equal in speed. Ball inside. It's good job by Sabrina Clay. Kyrese Allen tried to go inside with it, and Sabrina got the foot in the way, and now it's going to be inbounded on the baseline by the Rocks.
Yeah, at that point, you're the goaltender. You, whatever it takes to kick the ball out of there, you do it, and Sabrina gave it the boot.
I guess in honor of Tom, we got to mention that this is the first palindrome score of the game.
Sure. And, of course, that goes back to the Norm Meyer days.
And steal by Haley Kelso. So the Streaks do have another chance to cut this down. Jess all the way in. No, but she gets fouled, and this foul is going to go against Mercedes Jackson, her third of the game. It'll send Jessica back to the free throw line where she scored all 8 of her points.
So the ebb and flow of this game is kind of taking on what we had in the first half. Silver Streaks building momentum as they get a little deeper into this half. Getting to the free throw line here now. We're in the bonus the rest of the way. Libra will try and bring us a little closer.
First one up, and that one's good. So Jess 3 for 3 in this half with 6 for 7 in the first half. And she's cut the Rocky lead down to 8. She can hit this one with 5:02 left to play in this one. You feel, if you're the Streaks, like you have a shot. That one's good as well. She draws nothing but lace on that one. Back the other way now. On the dribble is Singleton. I feel like she's a turnover every time she touches the ball, but she gets it to Brewer, and she converts it.
To keep it out of Brewer's hands, our chances would improve greatly.
Ball kicked to Chloe, and she loses it off her head and back to the Rocks. And that's not a turnover the Streaks can handle. Brewer three up and off the back iron. Comes down, and with the rebound is Chloe, and she's trying to get free, and she does with the basketball. Streaks are going to bring it back the other way. You know, Brewer's 0-4 from the three-point arc. She's only missed 2 from inside the line.
Hit it, Haley.
Three up from Haley. Got it off the back iron. It bounced up and in. 8 for the Streaks, 3 for Haley, and just like that, the Streaks are down by just 6. 56-50. Siobhan Brewer in the backcourt, pushes it ahead, Singleton. She's going to jack a 3 up off the back iron, and not a pretty one, but she gets her own rebound. This ball is finally taken by Jessica on the turnover. Streaks get the steal, Jess all the way in, gets bumped, and now she's going to go back to the line, and that's going to be a foul, I believe, on Siobhan Brewer. It will be, and that's her first. And it's going to send Jess a line, I believe, for 1-1. She's hobbled, showing some pain, holding her right hip. So at this time, we're going to have the players change in and change out as Jess gets ready to shoot this, the first of a one-and-one. Rainey goes, rubs her on the back, and tells her she better hit these.
That's right. Sorry you feel bad. Don't miss them. Yeah, 56-50. We're right there. 4 minutes to go in this one, though technically 3:56. But with Jessica at the line, the momentum with the Silver Streaks right now as they try and come back for an upset on the road.
Jess's first up, and it bounces in. That was the most difficult one she's hit in the game, but she'll take it. 56-51. Jess, again, doing it all from the line tonight. She has not scored from the field. 11 points from the line. Make it 12 as she hits nothing but net on that one. Streaks cut it to 4. Here we go the other way. Morgan Twing with the basketball. She's one-on-one with Kelso, Charge. And she runs her own. Oh, wow! I thought that Haley had done a great job. She set up. She got square on it. And Twing is going to go to the free throw line. Wow.
That one's tough. The only thing she kind of extended her arms a little bit to soften the blow, but other than that, I thought she did a great job getting herself set.
I did
there.
Too, and I guess the only thing you could say maybe is that she slid a little bit, but unfortunately, that's the fourth foul on Haley, and she'd be a tough one to lose. First free throw up and good for Morgan Twing, the senior, now 3 points in this game. She scored 12 against the Streaks in the first matchup. 57-52. She's going to try to push this one back to 6. The Streaks have got to box out. Only 3 people to box out right here. Second one up, and that one's good. So Streaks back down by 6. Here's Jessica on the dribble. Flying up the floor on the right side. Finally tries to spin and pass it off, but unfortunately it gets tipped by Olivia Brooks, who comes down with the steal. Ball passed inside. Good job by Sabrina Clay to get her hands on it and knock it out of bounds.
Really, just at this point, can't put enough consecutive good possessions together to get over the top. We can draw close, then we fade back a little bit. We're running out of time here with 3:39 to go, down 6, and Rocky has the ball.
Exactly. You can't yo-yo these possessions. You've got to go on a string here, and that's what the Streaks are looking to do. 2 screens set in the inside by the Rocks, and nobody open. And now they're going to get a timeout by Coach Hoover, as I could not figure out what that play was, because they were just screening each other's defender.
Yeah, I'm not sure he could figure it out either. Hence the timeout.
3:39 left to go here. Streaks trail by 6, 58-52.
Well, this has been everything we thought it would be. We would have liked to have, like I said, finally see how Rock Island would respond if the Streaks were able to actually get ahead in this game, but we've just been fighting that uphill battle like we've done 3 consecutive games now, but against 3 very good teams in U-High, Morton, and now Rock Island. We knew this would be a tough stretch, and it has proven to be all of that. And the girls will not play again for a week after this big flurry of games we've had here from Christmas and then coming out of that into the conference season again and then the Martin Luther King tournament. A flurry of games, but now a week off after this one. They'd love to go into it with a win.
Ball flipped up in the lane. Mercedes Jackson comes down with it. She kicks it over to Twing. 3 up, no good. Rebound comes down and goes out of bounds. So the Streaks are going to get the ball. Oh, geez. Now we're going to get the official at the top of the play. He's going to overrule and give the ball back to the Rocks. And, I couldn't see over there, but I find it hard to believe because it looked like Sabrina was boxing out as if she knew it was going to be out on the Rocks, but they're going to give it back to him.
Evan Massey on the other end of the court not getting any satisfaction, just wants one official to come talk to him. Nobody even look at him at this point.
Brewer on the dribble. She gets it over to Twing on the near side. This is the older Twing, Jacqueline. Ball rotated inside, and now Kyrese Allen just airmails the ball over to the athletic director for Rocky, and he's not playing.
I don't know that she anticipated one of her teammates to be in the deep corner or what, but there was sure no white uniform anywhere near that ball.
Well, now, interestingly enough, Sabrina Clay's going back from the backcourt as if to bring the ball up for the streak, so Coach Massey must have some confidence in her. Rainey Sibley with the basketball, gets it to Jessica. Jessica with the screen from Sabrina, goes to the right. First 3 of the game for Jessica, up and off the back iron, and this one's going to come down. Rainey Sibley with the rebound, and now she's going to get jump ball. At first I thought he was going to call a foul on McDuffie, but no, and Rainey hit the floor hard on that one too.
Well, it goes over to Rock Island, but heck of a job by Rainey. She went up and came down, like you said, hard. She took a beating on that one to try and get the ball back. You can see Jessica's eyes light up. She actually got free for a shot, just barely missed with that.
Oh, yeah.
First open look she's had the whole night from the perimeter.
Just off the back iron. It looked like it could have been good the whole way. Now the ball, looking to get it in. They're finally going to get it over the top to Trice. She almost gets tied up by Sabrina Clay. but gets the ball out of there, and here come the Rocks. Tyrese Allen on the dribble, 2:53 left to go. Gets it inside to Jackson. That should have had travel as she kind of bumped her way and goes inside, and they're going to call the foul on Sabrina Clay. You know, at times we're seeing people get run over out there, and then other times they're calling the tap fouls. Jackson goes to the line. She split a pair in the first half. First shot up, and that one's good.
Well, Rock Island just getting enough shots to keep us at bay. That happened in the first half when we got close, and all of a sudden they hit a couple of big threes to fend us off, and now they're getting some things done at the free throw line and missed that one, though.
59-52. Sabrina Clay down with her 11th rebound as the ball off the rim and missed by Jackson. Streaks at the basketball. Here comes Allison. Nice drive into the lane. Misses, but Sabrina Clay down with the rebound. She misses the shot but gets fouled. Nice play by Allison. We have not seen Allison do a lot of that this season where the defense jumps out at her when she's at the three-point arc. She shot fakes and goes inside, and that's an open area for the Streaks more often than not.
Yeah, took it to the baseline. That, in theory, is an easier shot.
First one up and good by Sabrina. She's got 12 points on the game. 59-53. 2:38 left to go in this game, at least in regulation.
I thought in a lot of ways Sabrina's really come of age in this ball game tonight.
She is very reminiscent of the first game of the year where she played really well. Second one up, and that one's good as well, 59-54. She's been aggressive on the offensive end, and she's been aggressive on the boards, and that's where we would like to see a little bit more from her is more rebounds. Ball goes inside, now kicked out to Hoover. Hoover looking for a three, but has Kelso on it. Kyrese Allen dribbles with the left hand, and they're going to get Jets for the reach, and that's going to be the 10th or 9th team foul in the Streaks. It's going to send Allen to the line for 1-1.
Well, they're going to keep the ball in the hands of Siobhan Brewer as much as they can. You saw a lot of rotation in this game. Now that there's 2:24 left to go, don't think you're going to see that as much. You're going to see Brewer stay on the court. You're going to see Lieber and probably Diggins stay on the court. The coaches want their most reliable, most veteran players out there at Kretzstein.
First free throw up and good by Kyrese Allen. This is her first trip to the stripe, 60-54. Streaks trail by six, and that one's off. Sabrina Clay, you'll trade two for one every time down the floor, and that's what the Streaks have been doing. Ball up three for Allison, off the rim. And who else? Sabrina Clay down with her 14th rebound. Haley Kelso, three, got it! 9 for the Streaks, her fourth three of the game. And now Sharon's going to get called for a bump foul, and this is going to send Kyrese Allen back to the free throw line, but this time for a pair.
Well, I might have been fortunate to get the foul because we were so overcommitted toward the ball over there. We had four players basically running beside the play. One of them was Sharon. If they got that ball across the timeline, it was going to be a 3-on-1.
Allen's first shot up, and this one's good. She's 2-of-3 from the line. Streaks trail 61-57. 2:03 left to go in regulation. Second one up, and that one's good.
You know, this is a 15-point game of the third quarter. I didn't think we'd ever see this be close again, and the Streaks have battled back.
Kelso kicks it over to Elson. She thought about a three but didn't have it. Gets it to Sabrina Clay. Now over to Haley. Three up, and this one is, just off the back rim. Sabrina Clay, though, fighting for the rebound. Gets it, and she's fouled by McDuffie.
Sabrina continues to be very active off the glass. And, you know, it's not just a matter of working hard, which is important. A lot of it is seeing the ball, what angle it's coming. There's a sense to rebounding that I think Sabrina really gets. She's not always in the same spot. She's going to go where the ball's going to be.
Six offensive rebounds for Sabrina to go for with her 15, and she misses her first free throw of the game. It was a perfect 5-for-5 before that, but with a minute 49 left to go, she hits this one, and she'll knock it down to a four-point game, and Coach Massey going offense, defense, bringing Rainey Sibley back in for defense. Elsie Mangieri comes out. Second free throw up, and that one misses. So, unfortunately, she goes 0-for-2. Rebound down to Mercedes Jackson for the Rocks, and she's trapped up in the backcourt. Now, finally, gets it to Kyrese Allen. She brings it, and that should have been carry. It doesn't matter. It goes out of bounds anyway.
Well, that was all Rainey Sibley forcing that. Rainey's got such great speed, and she can actually come from behind a ball handler, reach out in front of him like she did there, and disturb their dribble as Rainey checks out, and her defensive assignment was great.
And now we're going to get a timeout. This is going to be a full timeout by Rock Island. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
.140 left to go in regulation. Streaks trail by 5, 62-57, but they're going to get the ball back right in front of the Rock Island bench. There's a turnover by Kyrese Allen right before the Rocky timeout. Streaks have struggled at times, but right now have kind of picked it up a little bit, and you can think it a lot to the three-point shooting by Haley Kelso, who's at 4, and the rebounding Sabrina Clay. Now, they've moved the streaks all the way down to the other end of the floor, which is weird because the turnover happened closer to the scorer's table. Now, here comes Haley Kelso on the dribble. She gets it up to Sabrina Clay, and Sabrina, a lazy pass, gets knocked out of bounds by Harmony Trice, but the streaks will retain possession. Sabrina's got to be careful there. She was trying to kick it to Allison. Jessica looks for the amounts, gets it to Sabrina. She'll shoot the three up and, oh, off the back iron. That would have been huge. Trice down with the rebound.
Just barely missed.
Now in the backcourt is Siobhan Brewer. She's going to bring it all the way. She's going to go right at Sabrina. Jump shot over, no good, but the rebound comes down to Mercedes Jackson, and she's going to complete. And if people aren't going to get down to play defense, they got to help Sabrina out on the boards. That did not happen right there, and now we're going to get a travel on Haley, and just like that, two big mistakes by the streaks.
For the story of the night, we can get close, but we just can't quite get over the top. Rock Island with that putback basket, a big one, back on the other end that time. And then Kelso going for the three-pointer, which is fine. She's had four of them tonight, but as she went up, she got obstructed with a hand, and it caused her feet to move, and she traveled.
64 feet. Oh, travel right in front of us. And, yes, the official right in front of us will make the call as Kyrese Allen did not like the pressure she was seeing, and the streaks are going to get the basketball back. Minute 4 to go. Streaks down by 7. 64-57. Coach Massey is going to bring in now Casey Williams. Is going to come back into the game. We'll see who she gets. She's going to get Haley. That's kind of surprising. Again, Haley's shot the 3 so well. They're going to must be running a set play for Casey. Ball comes into Casey. Casey gets the basketball. Goes to the right. Now gets it to Jess right in front of us, just past the half court line. Has not dribbled. Allison with the basketball now. It looks like they're trying to run a play for Sharon. She goes weak side, puts it up, and misses everything. Rebound on to Kyrese Allen. And she's going to get caught up in the front court. And now Sharon's still on the floor, and finally an injury timeout called. And Coach Massey, not happy, feels that there should have been a foul called. And he's really laying into the official that was felt that it was a no-call.
Yeah, they all went back up the court so quickly, I didn't even notice that Sharon was still down there right beyond the baseline. We wondered because her shot was something odd about that. I don't think anybody blocked it, but it was way off the mark, which you wouldn't expect from Sharon. And I wonder if maybe she didn't do a little something as she was getting ready for that shot, whether it be an ankle or what have you.
Well, there were two players right on top of her when she went up for that shot. Kyrese Allen and somebody else were right there. It looked like there may have been contact. Again, nothing called. And I think that's what Coach Massey says about. And he's the official who earlier you referred to as taking control of things is now getting to hear the majority of the venting by Coach Massey.
Yeah, he's definitely been the lead official. I think he's done a pretty good job in that respect tonight.
And not a good sign is they're working on the knee of Sharon Diggins.
Yeah, right knee. We really didn't know there for a while. Sharon was just laying there, and you knew she was hurting, but you really couldn't tell what. And now they've got her sitting up and working a little bit on the right knee. So hopefully it's just a tweak, but you just never know.
No, and until we really see her get up, it's going to be tough to tell. Just because, you know, she's working now on the thigh. The trainer's working on the thigh area, so.
Well, you know, when Haley Kelso left the court there last Saturday night with that ankle, I thought, man, she might be done for the year. And the next thing you know, she was back the next day or on Monday playing and looking very strong. So hopefully
Sharon looks real hesitant to put any weight on that right leg. And she's not going to. They're going to take her off without she's putting minimal pressure on there. So that might be a good sign. You hope that this is nothing big. That would be a huge loss for the Streaks.
45 seconds to go on this one. 7-point lead for Rock Island, 64-57. And they have the ball here.
Well, Jim, do you come out and do you try to foul and try to at least prolong the game?
Boy, Rock Island's been awfully good at the free throw line. I'm not sure you really help yourself in that regard. I would almost chase the ball for a little while here and see if I can't get a steal.
Tough thing is if the ball gets in Siobhan Brewer's hand, not only is she a good ball handler, but she's a good free throw shooter.
Yep.
She could be a one-man time delay. And now we're going to get a travel called by Carly Hoover right in front of our bench, or right in front of our broadcasting position. So the Streaks have more life. Haley Kelso back into the game. She's going to come in for Rainey. Streaks out there with Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Allison Manjeri, Jessica Liebert inbound in front of us, and Sabrina Clay. Here comes Haley. She gets the go screen right away for Jessica. Jessica with the right-hand dribble, kicks it over, tries to go to Sabrina Clay, gets tipped out of bounds by Harmony Trice. Streaks will get it from the baseline, 32.2 left to go. Jess looks for the inbounds. It's going to kick it all the way up to Haley Kelso. The Streaks have got to get moving. Jess gets over to Elsa, wide open three, this one up and good! 10 for the Streaks, and the Streaks are within four now, 64-60. 25.3 left to go. Same conundrum.
Yeah, that was a must-have possession. And the Streaks get the shot from Allison to get it within four. So there is still a possibility here. You've got to force Rock Island either into a mistake or a missed free throw or two to have a shot here.
Well, the Streaks down by two possessions, realistically, unless they get the look of a three and a foul. But that being said, that possession alone took 10 seconds. The Streaks have got to find a quicker shot. Only 25.3 left to go. You're not going to get two possessions in if you have long ones like that. So you're going to have to hope that maybe Rainey can get a steal. And if she can get the steal and push it out, looks like Danny Teal back into the ball game. Coach Massey trying to get as much defense as possible in there. Nope, Danny Teal now standing up. So she's out.
You know, you look around this old gymnasium, you see all the banners for the success that their girls' teams have had here over the years. And, you know, you think back to what probably was. In fact, I was talking with Pete Theory and Jimmy Carr and some of the great Galesburg players of the past and some of their memories from, you know, the great Rock Island teams and the great battles that were played in here in boys basketball, too, over the years before they built the new field house at Rock Island. It's really a historic place.
Jackson inbounds. Nope, she's going to throw her to Kyrie Allen on the baseline. Here's Siobhan Brewer on the run, and that ball tipped away by Rainey, but she's going to get called for the foul. So this will send Brewer to the line for two. Not who you want to get the ball, but a good play by Coach Hoover. What he did was he set it up so Jackson threw it across the baseline to Allen, threw the Streaks off, and opened up the potential of getting the ball to Siobhan Brewer. No rocks to rebound, and Brewer misses the first free throw.
Well, for as automatic as she was down at the Field Gym, she's had her struggles tonight. I think that's at least four missed free throws for Brewer in this one. She looked over at Coach Thad Hoover, who was saying, who's that number five standing out there? That's not who I usually see knocking him down.
Lexi Daniels into the game for Casey Williams. Streaks with a little bit more firepower on the floor. That one up, and that one's good. So it's a 5-point differential. Streaks down. 20 seconds left to go. Time winding down. Allison gets it to Jess. Three up. If it goes, no. Off the back iron. And up with the rebound is finally is Kyrie Allen. Nope, she's standing on the end line, so the Streaks are going to get the ball back. 11.2 left to go. Boy, the Streaks could really use one of those threes right now. Just looking to inbound, gets it to, trying to get to, 50-50 ball. And Siobhan undercuts Haley going for the basketball, and they're going to call the foul on Haley.
Yeah, that's a tough call when that ball up for grabs like that.
Wow.
And that's her, just her fourth. Thought she was done, but
no,
the Streaks.
No, that was her. She had four earlier. Huh. Okay, well.
Streaks will be done if Brewer hits both of these free throws. 9.9 seconds to go, 5-point lead, two possessions. She could make it a three-possession game.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing right there is I never understand how you can make that call when both players are jumping and get there at the same time. But Brewer back to the stripe. She puts the first one up, and that one looked like no doubter. She has hit four, but she's missed. Or excuse me, she's hit five. She's missed four, so it's 5 of 9. And that one's off the rim, and Lexi comes down with the rebound. Streaks are going to push it down. Gets it to Haley. Three up, quick three up. Misses. It's about on the rim, and that's going to be it. Rebound down to Kyrie Allen, and the Streaks fall 66-60. So the Streaks fall to 5-3. Rocky clinches their sixth overall conference championship, first one by themselves outright since 85-86. So unfortunately the Streaks out on the losing end, but it was a good fought game, and we'll be back with the post game after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Crady. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, snow after midnight, accumulation around an inch, low down around 18 and not as cold. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow in the morning, sunny in the afternoon and not as cold with highs around 30. And tomorrow night, clear with lows dropping down around 10. Finally, Saturday, sunny with a high of 25. Saturday night, cloudy with a low of 21. Currently, it's 18 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, welcome to the Silver Streaks postgame. Just right at 9 o'clock on this Thursday night. We figured it'd be a long game. It wasn't quite producing the outcome we had hoped for. The Silver Streaks gave it a good fight here tonight, but just didn't quite have enough to subdue this Rock Island team that wins its 22nd game of the year, going to 22-2. The Silver Streaks falling to 17-10 after a 66-60 setback here to the Rock Island Rocks. We'll talk with Coach Evan Massey coming up in just a couple of minutes. First of all, let's dive into the postgame statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. First of all, for Galesburg, not loving that shooting percentage again. Just 15 of 51, 29% from the field. Streaks, actually, I think if we added up, had more three-pointers than they did two-pointers tonight, interestingly enough. And, in fact, head coach Evan Massey is right here with us, and he stops by. So let's go ahead and talk with the Silver Streaks head coach, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, another one of those games where you fell behind against these good teams. You've been playing uphill for the last three ball games, and you get close, but you just can't quite get what you need to get over the top.
Yeah, and, you know, it's unfortunate because I thought as this game went on, we were able to make some adjustments on the fly, and it was good. But unfortunately, you know, really the story in the first half was we were doing, I thought, some pretty good things defensively, but then we had, you know, about five or six possessions where one person messed up. You know, we're pressing man, and all of a sudden one kid leaves, and the next thing you know, they're 5-on-4 or 4-on-3 in what they're doing, and that kill. And then we had two different possessions when we were playing zone where the person in the back that was to be matched up and their main job was to take care of that shooter in the corner, they left him. And so that was unfortunate. But I thought, you know, we just offensively, we struggle as far as there. We just didn't have enough passers, enough ball handlers on the floor.
Yeah, in fact, it seemed like they were able to get the ball in the hands of people that maybe we wouldn't want to in a lot of situations. When we want Haley or Jessica to have the ball, many times they would be somewhere else, and then they would clamp down hard with the double or triple team, and it makes it really tough to get into your offense at that point. It becomes a tough possession.
It does, and, you know, I thought, you know, there in the fourth quarter, what we finally did is we moved – played Haley and Jessica together, and really Haley was then kind of playing a five for us and gives us an extra shooter, an extra ball handler. And, you know, that went well at first, and then I don't know why, but all of a sudden then we quit moving the ball. That all of a sudden they at that point we had enough passers that we could get the ball to the open person, but what was happening was we continued to dribble in traps and things like that. And you know, some of it is, like you say, you're fighting to come back, and all of a sudden it's you've an uphill battle. And, you know, like the one time down the floor, you know, just out of the blue, you know, there were still 45 seconds to go, and Haley pulls up, you know, for a guarded three, and it's, you know, we can get better stuff. And so offensively a struggle there. I thought for us a real bright spot was Sabrina.
I thought, yeah.
I don't know what she had as far as rebounds, but she was just all over the place and got second shots and putbacks, and she was the real deal tonight. It was impressive.
Yeah, we were commenting on the air. We felt she really came of age in really a difficult setting here tonight. We needed somebody underneath the basket to do a lot of those things that she did. Without her, we probably aren't very close in this game tonight.
No, not at all. And, in fact, you know, there in the fourth quarter for a long part of the time, she was the only, you know, only rebounder, only size that we had on the floor, and she was able to handle it.
Jessica Lieber not able to really get any open looks at all till very late in the ball game. You could almost see her eyes light up when she turned around once and was open for a shot. They just didn't give her much from the perimeter.
No, it didn't. And, you know, that's, you know, it wasn't anything unexpected, but we didn't react to it very well early in the game.
On the defensive end, you mentioned we played pretty well at times, but especially in transition when they would force turnovers, they got so many easy baskets, and those are hard to overcome, aren't they?
Yeah, unless you leave two people back on defense. That, you know, there's so many of the steals were out like right at half court that was unfortunate. I thought there was just too many times where we had, in particular, post players that would get the ball away from the basket, and their first reaction was to avoid pressure was to dribble, and they kind of dribbled backwards, And that just, the defense feasted on that.
Still a testament to their competitiveness. In the first half, there was a chance to fold. They came back just before the half and made it close. Second half, you got down 15 in the third quarter. And at that point, I didn't know we were ever going to see a close game or not. We got back within three. So they hang in there even when the adversity is against them.
Yeah, and, you know, I think your point at the very beginning is the one that really we have to clean up, because at some point, it's going to haunt us, you know, down the road in the tournament or something, the fact that we can't let people go out on us with the leads. And somehow, you know, my job as a coach, their job as a player, we have to be better focused as far as game plan in terms of what we do. And that, you know, I understand, you know, the turnovers and against their pressure, that's going to happen. You don't want it to happen as a coach, but it's going to happen. But the mental errors defensively, where certain kids are not in the correct defense, and that's what I think got us behind early. And you just can't do those kind of things. And unfortunately for us, sometimes it's like against Morton, where we had said in the defense we were doing of we needed to stay on Burns' right hand. And next thing you know, two of the first possessions, right-handed layup. And it doesn't seem like a big deal. But you think about it, if you had defended those plays and then you go in at halftime and you're up three instead of down one, it does make a difference. And so we've got to get better as far as of hitting the floor, running, knowing what we need to do right off the bat.
Well, finally, as Eric and I were talking, you've had a flurry of games really from the time we got out of Christmas. Now you've got a full week off between games. Do you like that to work on some things, or would you rather have another game?
No, it's good. It's good. You know, in fact, we'll come in and just do some skill work tomorrow. And then they'll have Saturday, Sunday off, and then we'll come back and have a full week Monday and go from there.
And anything on Sharon? Looks like her right knee hurt.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. You know, obviously not a doctor, and you don't know. Anytime you hear a knee, that's not a positive and stuff. But the best I could understand from her was that she had fallen on it. And usually that's, although that's not something any of us choose to do,
yeah.
It's in terms of other issues, it's a better thing to hear than some other things. So we'll just, you know, keep our fingers crossed and wait and see what we hear.
Hopefully it is short term. Thanks for stopping by, Coach. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Evan Massey on the postgame. The postgame coach's interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And, Eric, we were working our way through the statistics. I was about done with my part. Silver Streaks 29% from the field. Rock Island 38% from the field. They were 23 of 59. The rebounding total is just about even. In fact, the Streaks with 38 rebounds, Rock Island with 37. But too many turnovers, 33 for the Silver Streaks for the Rock. So eight differences in possession there in a six-point game that can come out to pretty big difference.
Well, a good sign over there. Sharon's walking on the knee gingerly, but she's at least walking on it, so that's always a good sign. So looking at the individual statistics, you and Coach Massey addressed it, and we had talked about it previously. Sabrina Clay, just a heck of a game. 13 points, 15 rebounds, one steal, six of those rebounds on the offensive end, so she was keeping possessions alive. Haley Kelsel, 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 steals. All her points coming from the arc. 12 points from Jessica Lieber with a board and a steal. And, again, all hers came from the free throw line. So a good job by the Rocky defense to limit Jess, who came in averaging 21.3 in league play. 9 points for Allison Mangieri, and all on three-pointers. 6 points for Rainey Sibley, all on three-pointers. 5 for Sharon Diggins on a 3 and a 2. 2 points for Lexi Daniels on a pair of free throws, and a point for Danny Teal on a free throw. On the other side of things, who else who's going to lead the Rocks in scoring? Siobhan Brewer, 23 points. She had 11 at halftime, 12 in the second half. She pulls down 8 rebounds, just very impressive, and she at least had a few steals to go with that. Scoring not as balanced for the Rocks. 9 points for Kyrese Allen, who had 7 rebounds as well. 8 points for Mercedes Jackson. 6 for Carly Hoover on a pair of threes, all of that in the first half. 4 points apiece for Morgan Twing and Jasmiah Quinn. 3 points apiece for Shamaya Clark and Shaiterian McDuffie. 2 points for Charlisha Singleton. And that winds up the score. Oh, no, Cynthia Myers also had a free throw. So just a good job. A couple stats I just want to expound upon that you had. You talked about the shooting. The Streaks, I had them 5 of 19 from inside the arc. The team minus Sabrina Clay, was 1 of 15. Sabrina was 4 for 4 from inside the arc. They were 0 of 9 in the first half. So it was Sharon's layup was the only thing that even put the rest of the team. So Sabrina doing a good job. That just shows what kind of work she was doing on the inside. And then you also look at the free throws. Jessica Lieber was 12 of 13. The rest of the team was 8 of 11. So a good free throw shooting day for the Streaks. But, again, Jess getting the job done. And, you know, we talked at times during the game that Jess was struggling from the stripe coming in. She definitely took care of those struggles after a while.
Wow, so we had 15 field goals. 10 of them were three-pointers and only 5 inside the arc. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, post-game stats brought to you as a service of McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll take a short timeout, come back, give you our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and wrap things up from Rock Island. Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. This Saturday, there's an ice rescue training class and certification in Galesburg. We'll tell you the details tomorrow morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL on the post game as we need to wrap things up from Rock Island High School. Before we can do that, we need to get our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Mr. Eric Gibson, I think both of us, we haven't really talked about it, but Coach Massey mentioned her, and I think it goes without saying,
as just a tremendous game from Sabrina Clay. 13 points, just 2 off her career/season high. With 15, she scored against Illini West in the opener. 15 rebounds, that's a new career high. She just, I'll tell you what, the Streaks a lot of times looked like they were going to get rebuffed on one shot, and somehow she was pulling down a rebound. She was getting to the rim. At one time, she opened 5 for 5 in free throws, and I'm sure even Sabrina will do the what ifs, and she'll think, well, what happens if I hit those last 2 free throws, and all of a sudden that changes the scenario? But you can't worry about those things.
Sure.
Like you said, the Streaks showed great effort just to get back into this one. They have double digit losses now. They fall 17-10. No shot, obviously, as Rocky takes the conference. Streaks do have a shot to maybe get second if they can beat UT and win out. But you know, as far as that goes, one of the things that you want to see is you want to see the Streaks be able to come back in games like this. And they did, just came up a little short. And like Coach Massey said, you know, the big thing is that you saw Sabrina really develop in this game. And, you know, if the Streaks are going to make any kind of run in regional/sectional/super sectional, they're going to have to do it by way of the inside presence. And they need an inside presence. They haven't had that all year. If Sabrina can do that, then, you know, what kind of team are you looking at that point? Are you going to look at a team that's relying just on threes? No, you're going to look at a team that plays the game the way that Coach Massey wants it played, in that you're getting the offensive rebounds off those misses and converting them.
So our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, Miss Sabrina Clay. Congratulations on a good night for her. Coming up tomorrow night, it's Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg against the Moline Maroons. We'll be back at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz will join me for that call about 7:10 for our pregame. Streaks looking to continue their run through the Western Big Six. And the second time, they are 4-1. The boys are in the conference going into that battle with Moline. And as we mentioned, the Galesburg girls, Eric, we won't see you for another week. And we'll be back at home for a change for a conference game against United Township on Thursday.
Yeah, and you know, it would be a good way for the Streaks to go out by getting a win there. They're going to have a tough game the following Saturday as you play a new Trier, who's just usually has incredible size compared to our squad, and, you know, a big 4A school coming down from the suburbs. But you look at what happened tonight, that's one of the things you always want to keep an eye on. Allman and fell to UT 39-20. So right now UT at 6-2, a game better than the streaks in the conference, streaks 5-3. And Moline fell at Quincy. Quincy closed that game out with a 16-4 run.
Wow.
And so Quincy now has moved into a tie for fourth with Moline. And so, you know, you sit there and you say, well, what do you need to do now as you start eyeing the regional? Well, you know your regional matchup is going to be Geneseo, who I believe they ended up falling tonight. They were playing Eureka. They were playing.
It's not very confident there.
Yeah, they were playing a smaller school. But regardless, I think they ended up winning tonight, and they are not a team that should give the streaks a whole lot of an issue. The other thing you look at is, you know, can you get that strength going forward and putting together a complete game? And that's what you want. You want to see a couple consistent efforts from the streaks coming out of this.
All right. Week for practice for Evan Massey and company. And we will head back to Galesburg. Thanks for listening tonight. Silver Streaks girls basketball for Eric Gibson and Nick Simpson back in the studio. I'm Jim Lee. So long from Rock Island High School.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.